Gotta get my fix.
Yeah. I gave it the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's the first time Trump hasn't just been the top of the news every minute or maybe a few days now since last Friday or something. So he's like, all right, is that fucker in the ground yet? Because back to Trump.
He even manages to make the hurricanes about him.
Yeah. Everything is about him. John Moses.
Yeah.
And Tyler Morrison. Mm-hmm. Hello. Joining us today with, of course, Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone.
A full house today.
Yes.
eligible bachelors.
Yeah. Hey.
So, ladies.
We all look like we're carrying something.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, I am. HPV.
Who is it, right?
That's HPV. That's better than the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Than H.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, HIV, herpes, a lot of them start with H, don't they?
Yeah, what is that?
80.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Hepatitis.
All the bad H's.
Yeah, the H is not a good
C
letter.
C isn't that good either. So. I don't know. I was reading a fine article about Rock Hudson. Online today. I guess a book's coming out about Rock. And, oh, my God. I don't know. I don't care. Gay, be gay, love yourself, love someone else, whatever the fuck you got to do. I don't care. Like, people peg me as a conservative, and I'm not. I'm pretty liberal thinking when it comes to what you want to do in the privacy of your own fucking home or anything else. I don't give a shit. So suck dick, put it in your ass, whatever the fuck makes you feel good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, what?
But, but like the like constant battle for equality and rights of groups that to me seems like, well, I guess everything's okay. It's never going to be perfect. Because, you know, every schmo that walks around catches shit from someone for some reason. Doesn't matter how privileged people think other people are. They're always going to catch shit from someone. So gays are going to catch shit and minorities or whatever the fuck. Everyone's just going to catch some shit.
Gay minorities.
Double shit.
But I was
double jeopardy.
But I was reading some of this shit about Rock Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And what, like, that was bad. Like, what he had to go through back then where they were just like, oh, gay? Yeah. No, fuck that. You're not gay. You can't be gay.
Yeah.
Like, right from his, I guess his childhood, his father would beat the shit out of him. Yeah. Try to beat the gay out of him.
Old school parenting.
Yeah. MAGA. And that, to me, just seems like, wow, like, I don't know how much of that's going on anymore. I know there are probably some disappointed fathers that want the baseball glove and the, you know.
Probably more in the black communities.
You think? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting
fucking beaten if you're.
Yeah.
You think Adrian Peterson finds out his son's gay? He's not busting a branch off a tree to whip it out of him?
Oh, it's a switch. You know? Which, ironically, a man spanking his child is supposed to fix that.
Yeah. Didn't Tracy Morgan almost get in some shit? Like, in a club, he's like, my son gay, I punch him in the face.
Yeah, no, he's like, he said he'd stab him.
I'd stab him. I'd run him over with a Walmart truck.
Yeah.
He'd be in a Hummer and be all fucked up after that.
I wonder how many of those guys that are like really overtly, you know, like fucking homophobic.
Yeah.
Are like secretly just piping guys. Cause like Richard Pryor, like, would, you know, fucked.
Well, he openly dated a tranny.
Transvestite.
He was like the first guy to do that openly.
Yeah.
Did that openly?
Yeah. He did it openly.
Yeah. They were,
you're welcome, Michael Phelps.
Yeah. They didn't have Twitter back then.
No. Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure. How old would it be? He just had a lot of people at the Comedy Store like, well, he is on crack.
He's not on fire. Let's just fucking leave it alone.
Well, yeah.
There was a story, I guess, Richard Pryor told at the Comedy Store one night. I can't remember who told me this, but he talked about being a little boy in a whorehouse and his grandma forcing him to suck a guy's dick.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
And Richard Pryor could make anything funny, except apparently that.
Except.
The whole room was just horrified. So it could have been a connection to his child.
Well, new like joke. New joke.
Set. The hell she's preaching to me over here. Yes, I guess, there are certain people and communities that are frown on homosexuality and still do things like that. But from what I was reading, and it's really a lot better. He went to Hollywood to be famous in the this potential agent put on a big party for him and invite a bunch of guys over. And it's just like they just would fuck anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of guys are there, so I guess he just thought it was an excuse to, you know, start fucking men.
Oh, and this was before somebody filled his ass with poison.
Yes, that was the big deal when he got the AIDS.
What was it? Was that like the '50s? Was that happening?
Yeah, it was. He was a big star in the '50s and sixties. He was making movies, you know, with Liz Taylor and
it was a Hollywood
James Dean and
man.
Jimmy Stewart.
But I don't think about even in the '50s, like. Even like Hollywood, oh, not that it's open.
That's the picture.
Oh yeah,
that you could see the AIDS crawling up his ass, right on that
it
board.
Out.
I don't know what that is, but I see the AIDS.
It's almost like he can't sit down because it hurts too.
Much. Got bit by an AIDS piranha.
Yeah. That's a fucking. The next morning after you take a shit after Guinness and Taco Bell, that's how you sit on the couch.
Yeah, you're like,
oh.
What have I done?
What the fuck?
It's funny how that's leading man shape back then, too. That's like the before picture to P90X ad now,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, listen, chubby.
Yeah, it's the in shape, out of shape guy.
Yeah.
Just barrel chest. I read the story about
he
this.
Looks like Norm MacDonald. Hey, you want to fuck me?
Yeah, get married. Yeah, apparently that's his agent's secretary.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there were a few people were poking around and saying like, "Hey, why isn't Rock ever seen with a woman?" Or and they just went, "Don't get over here!" It grabbed his secretary and got him married immediately. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and they would just go around. That was his beard. And she said it was a very tumultuous relationship. One time he wanted to go out with a young Italian actor that was in town. And she said, no. She goes, no, he's a one of those fairies. And apparently Rock belted her in the face so hard.
Oh, man.
Her pearls.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know why that's funny.
He's so gay, he would take away a pearl necklace from a woman.
Yes.
He took hers and went and got one himself.
Yeah. Like, look,
what's amazing, though, is back then it was even okay. Like, the gay man was still manly enough to,
manly enough to melt a woman in the face for suggesting anything.
Never forget your place.
Nothing apart.
Yeah.
One part of him is man except his fist.
Yeah. He's literally cringing here. You can see his lip going like, ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
He's holding back the vomit.
So, yeah, he...
I wouldn't think of the 50s as a time, like, when, like, people were like, okay, let's usher in a fucking bunch of guys to fuck this guy. Like, that was, like, I thought that sort of happened post-60s, 70s. But I guess Hollywood was on the cusp.
Well, yeah, Hollywood was, like, leading edge. They knew, like, we need this guy to make movies. He makes us a lot of money.
Oh.
But the thing is, I guess the worst part was he was brought in and cast in every movie as that man's man, the leading man, ladies' man kind of a guy.
Yeah.
So it made it that much worse. Like, he could never be the guy that was the gay guy.
Yeah.
It would ruin, I mean, he'd never sell another ticket.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
He could never even play a Hugh Jackman role where he's like the greatest showman or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's like, all I wanted to do was
Rock Hudson will be hosting the Tonys this year.
Yeah, right.
It's like,
he will be hosting the Tonys later.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So He went through a few boyfriends and stuff in Hollywood. He liked, what'd they say? He liked straight guys or guys that were bi. Which one do you think he was with?
Jesus.
And which one's his lawyer? That's so fucking hilarious.
That mustache is giving me AIDS.
Yeah.
Looking
dirt. That is just a 70s fucking. Oh.
That thing comes with a low T cell count.
Yeah. Well, the mustache doesn't necessarily mean you have AIDS. Freddie Mercury had one.
Oh. What about Mr. Brady?
Peter's still around.
What about the cop from the Yeah, that mustache says it all.
Wow, I guess every man with a mustache at that time was
really. So they so he hooked up with this guy and a bunch of other guys, you know, they kept the beard in place though. and then he got AIDS, and he would yell at people. Like his close friends would be like, you have AIDS. And he'd go, what's this AIDS shit? I have liver cancer. Like he actually was promoting, like, no, I have liver cancer. I don't have AIDS. He came back from Paris 1 year like this.
Oh, my God.
One time. And they were like, uh-oh. And this was early 80s, so mid-80s. People were just like, uh-oh, we know what that look is.
He was dead a day later.
That's the AIDS.
Someone went to Paris.
He looks like the real Dallas Buyers Club guy.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah, like they all kind of, wow.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for. So he got the AIDS. He never fessed up to it until like the last day he was alive. Ronald Reagan called him up when it came out that he had AIDS, and because they were pals in Hollywood all those years ago in the 50s and stuff. Ronald Reagan was that, and he's just like, stay away from me, you fag. Something like that, I think. I get it mixed up.
I won't walk within 3 feet of the coffin.
Nancy, don't take any more calls.
How long does it stay in the blood?
There he is. Yeah. So he had joined a White House event, but then they started talking, and Nancy Reagan was like, hey, you lost a lot of weight. And she said, there's something on your neck. I think you ought to get checked out. She actually said that. It's like, yeah, well, there's something in my ass I should have checked out.
Reagan was probably calling to see how long he had it. You know, those Hollywood boys.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, all fucking.
You didn't have it in the 50s, did you?
There was, you know what? Yeah, because, wait a minute. He did a movie with Jane Wyman, who was Reagan's first wife.
So,
but he probably didn't touch her.
Well, you know, and Reagan did do a movie with a monkey, and they do say that's where AIDS
that's where it came from. Bedtime AIDS for Bonzo. Yeah, bedtime.
It's turning into
Bonzo.
An episode of IMDb.
Oh, get down from that tree, Bonzo.
My friend wants to fuck you.
Yeah. I like rock.
Yeah, change the art of
exactly. Wow, all the Hollywood starlets. This fucking guy could have been banging every single Hollywood starlet. Marilyn Monroe would call him up at night, like crying about shit, and he'd just be like, there, sweetie. Yeah. And, Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Like all the women that gay guys love dressing up as, like drag queens, love dressing up as, actually liked
gay. I just
want
to say he was in the car with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, Liz Taylor. It's every drag show. They're all dressed like rock's fucking fag hags.
Has Liz Taylor ever hung out with a straight man?
Yeah.
Like fucking Rock Hudson.
No, all
Michael
of them were
Jackson.
Gay.
Yeah.
All of them were gay. So I don't know. I just, it popped up on Drudge, this book, and I it looks pretty interesting. I love that shit because it's just everything in Hollywood is fake. It's all phony bullshit. Not just back then, today. This shit still happens. They try, like, is anyone really convinced John Travolta is straight and his marriage and everything is, like, legitimate? I don't think so. When you get stories of, you know, masseuses saying that he was trying to fucking put a hand down to his cock and.
And not just one, like, I love that he's up in the air on his plane, and he's like, hey, why don't you?
And again, who
well, if you don't like it, leave.
Well, I guess you can land this thing. Whatever you want to do.
I am the captain. He's just sitting there naked with a captain's hat.
Suck my dick, land the plane yourself.
Up to you.
And like I said, I don't give a shit. It's just the hypocrisy that goes on. Like, everybody talks about equality, and all they're doing is perpetuating this shame and guilt and stuff. And then they try to pin it on society, saying, well, I have to do it because I won't get the roles that I get. Bullshit. People are over it. They're not going to not go to a movie because John Travolta sucks a little dick, you know? He'll go because his movies stink.
You know, if you really care about the art.
Won't go. Yeah. Yeah. Or Tom Cruise. You know, all the rumors about Tom Cruise and everything. Yeah. They're, of course.
Tom Cruise ain't a real last name. It's
Tom Cruise is a fucking man's man. He didn't do nothing.
Oh, my God, you motherfuckers.
Tom Cruise and... Oh.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, definitely. Or, you know, well, I guess people
wouldn't you sell more tickets at that point?
No. You think these days? But they're all, it's just such a hypocrisy. Like, fuck it. if you're proud of who you are and whatever, and you know, you're fine.
Those guys are from a different era too. There's still no gay action stars, is there? I mean, like outwardly gay action stars.
See, because, and I think because there's still just something a little funny about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, Steven Seagal's ponytail's pretty close.
Yeah. Well, the formula of the action movie is really kind of ridiculous, too. Like, it's so overdone. You get the guy and the villain, and they'll fight each other. And then at the end, right at the climax where the good guy is going to kill the bad guy somehow gets his chick. And calls them, they're like, Die Hard, or you know, every other movie. And it would be a little loud. It's like, Bobby... Is that you? Yeah. And then the guy, bad guy's like, hey, I'll like, fucking shoot his cock off. No! Like, I don't know how you bring that into the gayer world.
Walks in with a gun in his asshole.
Or if he's got the leading lady, he's like, just kill her already.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, who cares? Look at her shoes.
Shoot her. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it, I'll take a fucking gay quarterback before I take a gay guy, you know, in a leading man's role that I can watch.
Shoot her and then shoot me.
Sorry. It just doesn't come off as, I don't know, action starry.
Yeah. You need to have that. And dude, I love action movies. They're just such a fun, guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Ever since you're a kid, because you're like, oh, man, it'd be cool to be that guy.
And yeah.
Sure as hell don't turn into it.
Yeah.
You know what? We're saying this. The next Star Wars movie is going to have some leading guy just fucking piping guys down.
Oh, my God.
I want
it. Can you imagine?
Yeah, you guys will be begging for the black guy back.
Like, what happened?
We're sorry.
A whole movie theater of Midwesterners just like, fuck, kill everyone.
Yeah.
I have no issue either with anyone. Like, just don't, if it seems too forced, it just doesn't work. And we were talking with Rogan about that out in L.A. We were talking about the movie Alien and how Sigourney Weaver is the fucking star of that movie. She's the hero in the movie Alien. A woman, and back in 79 when that movie came out, that wasn't really the thing to do.
Right.
But it wasn't shoved down your throat.
Right.
There was Yaphet Kotto. He's on there, and he isn't just mopping the floor. You know, he's one of the guys working with the other white guy fixing the ship and everything. So it's like it was a diverse cast, women on there. But it wasn't done in a way where it's like, look, a woman. It just was, it seemed very natural, and it played out very, like, normal.
And they used process of elimination to get to her, and that's why it works so well.
Yeah,
like
you didn't know.
Watched it build up with her.
That's why when Tom Skerritt got
who's
killed,
gonna, who's
like,
left to save her?
Why they kill the star? Why they kill the guy? He's supposed to kill the alien guy. Who's left?
And then, G.I. Jane comes out, and you're like, well, I'm not seeing this.
Because it just becomes, and even Star Wars, you know, Star Wars with fucking, what's her name there from?
Rhea.
Jurassic Park. Blonde-haired girl from Mask. Blind girl from Mask that felt his face.
Blanking on this, fuck.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Starts with an L? Laura?
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern, thank you. Oh, yeah. That's it. I always think
that's it. I think Howard Stern. Laura Dern.
Laura Dern and Helen Hunt. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. They are interchangeable. Yeah. Completely interchangeable.
And then there's another one, Bonnie something, that I always switch with Laura Dern.
Bonnie Bedelia?
Maybe it's.
Amelia Bedelia?
I think she was the wife in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Hanging out the window. We brought it right back.
Yeah, Laura Dern is very average. Like, she's in a lot of good stuff, but you don't really root for her.
No, I have no fucking, I can't get emotionally invested with Laura Dern. Oh, God, she's a giraffe.
Who's that?
What the fuck? That's Laura Dern in Star Wars.
Oh, my God, I'm totally
apparently the biggest scarf ever made.
I was thinking of the wife from Ozark is what I was thinking. It's like,
Laura Dern.
She does look like her, though.
Which one is she?
No, that's a different Laura. That's Laura Linney.
Wow. This is the worst Hollywood show ever.
And I'm good with movies, but you get down to Laura Dern.
All the gay guys.
All the gay guys we know. What the fuck?
Yeah.
We don't know any of the women.
Because they're the best.
So
it is weird. You do kind of know male stars way more than women, no matter what.
Yeah, names and stuff like that. They, you watch them more. What are you going to fucking sit and watch? Green Tomatoes?
I'm not watching
Steve. What are you watching? The Bridges in Madison County?
Beaches?
I'll tell you who's in that.
We can name fucking Eastwood. We don't know.
Yeah, he is.
I'm still waiting on the next Julia Roberts movie.
The worst movie ever, a Clint Eastwood movie ever, The Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, easily.
Oh, that was
it was like, he plays a photographer back in some, it's a period piece, but I don't know what the year was or anything. But
a
he's
woman's
taking,
period.
Yeah, a woman's period, it was. And the movie is about how Clint Eastwood goes to Madison County, somewhere in the country somewhere, and his assignment is to take pictures of the wooden-covered bridges of Madison County. And he meets up with this broad, and they fall in love.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is the broad. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, come on. If he's going to shoot something, he better have a gun.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene when
he's got my Nikon. Yeah.
There's a scene when they're in the tub together.
It's like, oh, I guess I could fuck her. I'm out here in the woods.
Oh, I may have shot a whole roll of film, or I may have a few pictures left. You don't know. If you're lucky. But do you, punk? Yeah, that it's a camera. It's not very threatening. And his vest with his film. And he goes in at one point. He's like, can I put my film in your refrigerator? He's like, fuck yeah. Put your film in a refrigerator. Oh! But it turned out he really just wanted to put his film in her refrigerator. It was so dull.
It was not and the worst. Fucking...
There's one point where she's up in a window, kind of looking out the window. And Clint is washing himself off at a well or something. He's got his shirt off, and it just looks like the after of My 600-Pound Life.
Yeah. Like a starved greyhound?
Yeah, starved greyhound.
It looks like the day Rock Hudson admitted he had
AIDS. Yes, had AIDS, if he was doing it shirtless.
Yeah. Fucking Clint has been old forever, man.
He really has.
Some guys that are old forever, like Steve Martin, looks like he's been old forever.
Old forever, yeah.
Ric Flair, all those dudes.
Yeah. Ric Flair. Woo! Yeah, yeah.
Rick, we love making good movies, though. I mean, I think one of the best movies to come out in the last, like, 10 years is Gran Torino.
Gran Torino is a really good movie, yeah.
Unforgiven's one of my top 10 all time.
Unforgiven's a great one. Yeah. He comes out with, like, you think he's done, and now he's got a movie coming out now.
The Mule?
Yeah.
That looks pretty good. And he does it. You know what I like about him? He hasn't tried to be an action hero into his older years.
Yeah.
Like, so it works for him.
Yeah.
Some people could do that.
He plays a crotchety old racist, which is perfect.
Right. Yeah. I love it. The Anthony Cumia story.
Clint Eastwood.
What I do like about Gran Torino is it's in Detroit, actually, and it's about the Hmong population. And I'm like, there's not a fucking Hmong that lives in Detroit.
Really?
I've never even heard of the nationality of that movie.
It's in Detroit. I thought it was in L.A.
No.
You would know because that's the type of thing
that
resonates.
Look how fucking old he is.
Yeah.
My niece is here. Yeah, pecans. She makes the worst pecan pie you've ever tasted. I feel sorry for her husband, but and I feel sorry
you wouldn't suspect him. That's pretty good.
Fucking dog's going nuts. He hates the smell of old man's balls.
How you doing, boy?
This looks pretty fucking good.
He's a great director.
The most important thing.
You know, it's funny, the early movies he directed, like Any Which Way But Loose and those things, are so, like, goofy-looking, director-wise. Yeah. Like, some of the shots, he would just do that shot where he's punching into the camera.
Yeah.
The person then would be like this. Like, really amateuristic shit.
Yeah.
And now there's some great camera moves. And
you can tell, like, his cinematographer, because I think he did do, what did he do In the Line of Fire? Was that his movie?
I think it was, yeah.
By him, too? That's when you can kind of start seeing the shift, like, into Unforgiven.
Yeah, where it wasn't that goofy. Yeah. It was really weird.
Did he direct Heartbreak Ridge? That was a wicked
movie. He did, right? I think he did.
Awesome movie.
He may have done Pink Cadillac, too. I don't know for sure.
Oh, we'll take a little volume here. There you go.
Oh, yeah. It does look really good, though.
This is the last one.
This guy reminds me of my grandpa.
So help me God. This is the last one.
I thought it was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I think it was Andy Garcia.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry for everything.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's, yeah, he sounds like on. A crazy old guy that escaped the home.
You know what I love, too? Yeah.
It's a fucking Sober Alert.
I love that Waffle House is in there twice.
Yeah.
Because you can totally see a fucking drug mule at a Waffle House.
At a Waffle House. Where else are they going to eat?
Yeah, they're like, we can advertise in this. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Drug, the preferred eat a dining place of a drug mule? Yeah, yeah.
Waffle House is trying to clean up their image. It's like, can we get in this drug mule fucking thing?
We're tired of just racist knife fights.
Yeah. We're tired of being the fucking number one restaurant on World Star.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's pretty good. God damn.
It does look like a really good, well-shot film, though. Yeah. I really want to see it.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, though, that was able to keep going. And to be a director also is pretty amazing. You look at some action guys, they just... I know Arnold, is he going to do another Terminator?
Dude.
Is that happening?
His last movie, they all sucked.
I know,
Genesis fucking sucked. He made some other movie. The one with Stallone was kind of entertaining, the recent one.
Yeah.
What was that one?
They're in, like, the prison.
That was all right.
What about the one with his zombie kid?
That one I actually didn't mind. Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, I liked that one because it was him completely out of his element.
Yeah,
he wasn't trying to be Arnold. It was just a dad and his daughter's turned into a fucking zombie.
Dad who's just enormous for some reason.
Yeah.
Love working out.
How is he enormous?
I thought that was a really cool movie.
The fuck? This is the screenshot for the new Terminator. And it has the broad in it from the first one, which we won't remember her name because she's a woman.
And then androgynous fucking John Connor.
That's what I want, a Linda fucking Hamilton. Terminator that's going to accuse me of
Linda
a Me Too situation.
Linda Hamilton, very good. That's it. All right, Hamilton.
David Spade, some Disney.
Yeah. And Ariana Grande.
Is that Ellen in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I you know, that's definitely a Twilight kind of a look.
Yeah.
So then a 90s John Connor was that little fucking asshole Edward Furlong.
No. Why not get Edward Furlong, dude?
Yeah.
Like, Edward Furlong should still be John. You're going to tell me Edward Furlong, like the John Connor, wouldn't be all that fucked up on drugs?
Wouldn't look like he's fucked up, beaten down, just destroyed.
Yeah.
Right,
he's
dude.
Perfect for the role.
Yeah, and he's a good actor.
Where's the redhead kid with the mullet? Like, that should be me.
Oh, that other kid. That I'd be the older version of what's his name? Danny Cooksey.
Yeah.
I can't remember one woman's fucking actor's name, but I remember Danny Cooksey.
25 down. Mike? 25 down on the fucking cast line.
That was good.
It's the greatest.
Oh, shit.
That was
greatest
deep.
Pull in the history of movie conversation.
Holy fuck. Yeah. He was in a few things once he got a little older. Because he was the little kid on, was it Different Strokes or something?
Mm.
The little redhead kid. And then he got a little older and they made him like, oh, he's a fuck up. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's Cemetery 2.
Like all redheads.
Which one?
Was he on Pet Cemetery 2? Furlong was.
Oh, was he?
Furlong was,
Was he the bully in that? I don't know.
I don't remember.
Maybe Furlong was fucking him and said, hey, can you give this guy, keep him close.
Yeah. I think.
I thought you said you think I was right. My head was down. No. I was like, I'm on to something.
Dude, I like both the Pet Cemeteries. I don't care what anybody says.
The first one is so fucking creepy. That Gage kid. When he cuts the ankle, Achilles.
Somebody's.
Oh. Or when he gets hit by the truck.
It's a good one, man. Yeah.
Dude, when he gets hit by the truck and it's just baby shoes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Somebody's dad just died recently on Facebook, and it took everything in me not to make a Pet Cemetery joke.
Sometimes dead is better.
Yeah. You can bury your father, but what comes back might not be him.
I think I might have killed your mom.
It might just be the man your mother married.
If you did a shot every time fucking Herman and Monster says Rhodes. you die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
And then it's into the don't go on that road right there. I'm like, no, I get it. Somebody's getting hit by a truck. Does it have to be every line?
That fuck it. Yeah, when you just and you're like, are they gonna kill this kid?
Yeah.
Are they really gonna do this?
I remember the first time I saw it, I was like 10, and I was watching. I was like, what the fuck? I
know.
Well, and I'd also seen the kid because he was Michelle Tanner's friend on Full House. And then the next thing, he's just getting hit by a semi.
Yeah. Some of the movies go that far.
They're remaking it, though, and I really don't want them to. Like, the trailer's already out.
Yeah.
Over Pet Cemetery?
Yeah.
It looks good, though.
It does look good.
But it's tough to, like, recreate something that still holds up.
And it's, like, an iconic thing. It's very hard to do those. Even if the movie isn't all that good, which is in Pet Sematary. That was great. Right. But even if a movie isn't that good and they decide to remake it, if it's one of those iconic movies, you just can't do it. Fucking do it.
There's just so many good scripts that are sitting on a fucking table somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Someone that,
for example, like,
shot.
Exactly. Like, how many mules are out there that are just great sitting there? Like, nah, dude, we're not committing $4.2 million to this awesome movie.
This is it. Let's listen to this.
And Lithgow is the.
Lithgow's awesome.
Oh, he's the
Lithgow's
Herman
fantastic.
Part.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good casting.
You know, he hated being called that.
I didn't even realize that's who it was.
I'm blanking on his
name. I didn't even realize that's who it was.
Yeah. Herman Munster.
He's great. My Cousin Vinny.
Lily.
They knew the power of that place.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Garrett.
Oh, they go a little more into how it began?
It's more like the book because it was actually, I believe, a girl.
Those woods.
Yes.
Belong. To something else.
Yeah, Native Americans.
All the woods.
Aw, Steve.
It wasn't everything, their burial ground.
Yeah.
Based on Stephen King's terrifying tweets. Asshole.
Based on the one we liked before 98.
That's some crazy folk tale. But there is something up in those woods. Brings things back.
Yeah.
This little Gage looking kid. Ah, the scalp.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, got a few
sometimes
of those scenes. Little
better.
Jump scare.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a little. I'm worried it's too Conjuring.
Yeah,
I felt like they were trying to put in a little bit of too many like new
that quick little
that new
thing,
shit,
that weird jump scare at the
in
stuff.
The original. The sister with the does she have spina bifida or something?
Yeah.
Like that's really creepy, but it's like drawn out. Like it's not like just like a quick scare,
right?
You know what I mean?
It's
fucked up. But I still
you could have
eyes.
Like that fuck
like the bunny mask and all that shit. That wasn't in the original.
No, I think they go into a little more of how the cemetery got there and what it was.
Okay.
More so than just Herman Munster telling you a story.
And I think the original Herman short Munster. Story, there was more about the kids like having to do more.
Yeah.
I thought that was just because that was something popular from another horror movie that they just said, oh, we'll take that and the jump cuts.
One thing that was interesting that
what
Steve
was this? Is this two?
This is number one.
Fucking Jason Bateman.
See, but I like this. Like, even think about how much scarier the cemetery is by how he just used rocks. Like, it's kind of cool instead of like
Steven right there.
That's fucking pedophiles, dude. Pedophiles are terrifying.
It's always Johnson.
The king of death.
Just anybody in 80s glasses is a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
He was just in a precept.
Oh, that, right. I didn't even say. I didn't get past the glasses, dude.
Good point. Double dose. He was great at making trucks look scary, though.
Yeah.
These guys are on meth.
Not everybody can do maximum overdrive, my friend. Or carry.
Or not
I don't know. That
Christine.
One looks better to me.
It is.
That trailer looks better
Dude,
to
Pet
me.
Pet Sematary is such a great movie. Even Pets. I do like Pet Sematary, too, with Edward Furlong.
Oh, yeah, it's sweet.
It's fucking a really good movie.
That's the only one I remember.
And the dad is like, or the stepdad is always trying to bang
great.
The mom in front of the kid.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to bury Furlong's career to bring it back.
Yeah. Put it in the fucking Pet Sematary.
Dude,
what's the last thing he did? American History X?
He was great in
the last thing he did.
Actually, one with Willem Dafoe that came out in like 01 called Animal Factory that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been in
Goose?
Much.
Was Goose the father?
Yeah.
From Top Gun?
From, ER.
I didn't think much about it until I saw him drag the body out of the coffin.
Something ancient.
Goose lost his hair like
he
fucking
he is.
To clean up a nuclear reactor accident.
Oh, yeah.
Like 1 week he had a big full head of hair like Goose in Top Gun. And then by ER he was horseshoe fucking bald.
What was Revenge of the Nerds? Like 5 weeks before ER?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Pick up your family and get the hell out of that town.
That electric box just hit the hazard.
And killing pets is sweet, too.
That is pretty good. Yeah. People really know, like, that pulls some heartstrings.
Yeah.
You can relate. Wow.
It's why we let John Wick murder everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck the wife, who cares? Yeah. That, and, the other one with...
They get his parakeet?
Norris. That other one where they killed his wolf.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. They literally killed his partner that he was on the force with. And right. And then he's like, all right, we got to go through all the legal channels and stuff. And then he starts, you hear that whistling song, and you see his dead wolf, and he's like, oh, I'm going to fuck some people up. That's it. His fucking wolf.
Yeah, you tell the Pink Panther story.
Lone Wolf McQuade. That was it. Lone Wolf McQuade. Yeah, we watched also a few of those clips back a few months back, but yeah.
Chuck that Steven Seagal movie with the very beginning, it's the dog in the bag out the window on the highway, and he goes, puppy! And then at the end, he sees the guy, and it's just like...
People, that's a great way to get like people to go, oh, yeah, kill everyone. It's fucking, you gotta kill everyone.
Yeah.
In the movie theater, there could be like 100 people get killed, no one flinches, then the dog like is in any sort of trouble. Audibly.
That American Psycho, great example of that. People dying all over the place. And then when he kicks that fucking homeless guy's dog, you just hear, everyone's like, oh, no.
That's the moment when you're like, this man's a menace.
What a maniac.
Meanwhile, he's already butchered somebody in a raincoat.
Cut a woman in half with a chainsaw.
Which he dropped down a stairwell.
But also, that was done to a great soundtrack, so that took away.
That is
kind of
true.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, the fact that, yeah,
this
that
is
was.
Huey Lewis in the News. I love that.
Yeah. While he's buttoning a see-through raincoat.
Oh, yeah.
They were making that, too, right?
Are they? American Psycho?
I heard.
That's weird.
How do you beat Christian Bale?
Christian Bale's fucking awesome. He's up for, I think he's going to be up for all kinds of awards for Vice. Vice.
That looks good.
He plays Vice President Cheney. And
it's awesome as Cheney, but they're fucking doing Bush dirty in that one, dude. He just looks like a fumbling idiot.
Oh, Rockwell?
Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell, though, is great.
That's amazing.
He's having a tough year. Oh, Sam Rockwell's.
I want you.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Oh, my God. I love Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
These guys are actually two of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
A large company.
I think it's going to be good, but they will make him look like a moron.
Secretary of Defense. And I have been White House Chief of Staff. The vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Uh-huh.
However,
reading books to children.
Different understanding. I can handle the more mundane jobs, overseeing bureaucracy, military, energy, and foreign policy.
Yeah, right. I like that.
I love it.
Oh, Adam McKay wrote it? It's going to be hilarious, dude.
When you have power, people will always try to take it from you, always.
Fucking great.
Dude, he looks...
Oh, yeah, the fucking shoot him in the face?
Yeah, they show it in the theater. Getting part of his fucking head taken off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They show it the way I imagined it, like he shot him on purpose.
Yeah, he's just sitting in his car.
You know who I am, motherfucker? Eat that.
Carell's fucking great. Like,
yeah.
So we gonna do this thing or what? Is this happening?
This Bush is so fucking funny.
Fucking hilarious.
Goddamn.
It's hilarious. God damn, I gotta see that.
What I love about Adam,
I might go to the theater to see that.
Yeah. What I love about Adam McKay is he, you know, he's known for like Celebrity Jeopardy and all that. And then he read the book, The Big Short, and he was like, this has to be a fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he started jumping into politics. Did you see The Big Short with
It was fucking awesome.
Amazing.
Really? Yeah. The way they handled how you handle a boring fucking story
like
finance
that.
And actually get that across to people, the important parts of it. But that are too technical to.
I gotta watch
it. Fucking movie.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
And a celebrity would just come out and go, okay, here's what it means. And it was hilarious. Like, all right, now the movie continues.
Yeah.
So you have an understanding of what shorting
fucking
is.
Fucking hand puppets, you dumb dumbs. Yeah. You know?
It was done so well.
And I really didn't understand the crisis, to be honest.
Right.
Like, and I loved how he was able to be like, there's like five guys who did this. And then he turned and he showed you in a movie how it happened. It was fantastic.
Yeah, done really well. God damn, that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. When does that come out?
I
can Google it. Don't worry, boys.
You can Google that shit. I love it. Whenever anyone asks me anything, I'm like, do you know everything that just came out of your mouth except for, hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
You could just put that in Google, hit, and it'll tell you.
60% of all Facebook statuses could be answered with a Google.
Right, with a fucking Google. Shut up.
It comes out Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, what a gift.
Yep.
What a gift.
Yeah. You ever seen The Way, Way Back?
Yeah.
With, dude, that's a really great
Sam Rockwell was cool in that.
Sam Rockwell movie.
Sam Rockwell's fucking awesome.
Yeah. The CIA, was he the, no, that was,
he's the guy
was he the CIA one, or was that, because Giovanni Ribisi, whatever his name is, he's also a fucking great actor.
Yeah.
And
Sam Rockwell was, he was the guy that was the Gong Show guy.
Yeah, he was
supposedly a secret agent.
Right, that was a great fucking movie.
That was fucking
that's
awesome.
Actually a George Clooney directed movie.
Well,
I can't remember what it's called, Confessions or
something? Confessions
of a Dangerous, no. Mind. It is an interesting mind. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He was fucking good in that. Green Mile. He was fucking hilariously awful in that.
As fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
When you realize he murdered the little girls.
The little girls. Shit. Oh, it's terrible. God. Yeah, that was good. He also looks like one of the guys that was in Band of Brothers. I got them confused all the time. There was one guy in Band of Brothers that looks exactly like him, but wasn't him. So who gives a fuck? But he's great. And then Galaxy Quest, he was hilarious in that.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that had, he wanted to sit down and sign autographs with him because he was in like one episode and he got killed. So perfect. Like, that's what happens. Oh, look at him.
Somebody was saying like how he's.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, that was fine. That was you know.
I was entertained by him in it.
Yeah. All those movies are like, you know.
Well, Colin Farrell, dude, can be fucking amazing. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen In Bruges, but it's a fucking masterpiece.
He's been in so many, like, just generic shit movies.
Because they were pumping him. Yeah, because they were pumping him hard.
But you know what was good?
And overexposing him.
Phone booth, where he's at the phone booth.
I said, no, because I saw it, and I was like, there's just no fucking way, man.
I liked it that he just wouldn't get off the phone.
I liked that he wouldn't get off the phone.
Just on the fucking payphone with fucking Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I was like, listen,
is that all right?
Yeah,
that
I was 15 once. I don't need to relive that.
Yeah.
But he's shit in so much stuff, too. But, like, in Bruges.
Well, because he would take a lot of shit, and, you know.
Also, Horrible Bosses. He's a great piece of shit in that movie.
Yeah. Crazy alcoholic, too, right? Yeah. I think that's probably why
you know
it was
garbage. Though? What was that other movie? Swimming with Sharks.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Oh, talk about a piece of fucking shit.
That movie is so good. That's him and Frank Whaley.
Yeah, yeah, the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, check out the big brain on Brett. Yeah, yeah.
When he just plays a Hollywood agent.
Oh, yeah. I am not much of a stretch, apparently, from a
apparently a real piece of shit.
Yeah, a real piece of shit. But that is a good one. That's uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, when he's just paper cutting them slowly and then squirting lemon on them and then dumping salt.
Yeah. You could tell he was angry with him.
Oh, yes.
I've got a watch list.
I know, right? What the fuck? A lot of movies to watch.
Big Short, Swimming with Sharks, and then Christmas.
Yeah.
My buddy works for... God, what was the agency? It was before it broke apart, but it was what RE Gold was based on, was the merger of these two companies. And I can't, it's two of the biggest companies in Hollywood, but he worked for
William Morris?
It was more at one of them.
United.
But it was RE Gold was based on this RE somebody and something gold, and they merged together. It was like William Morris and one other agency. And my buddy interned for them in 2002, and dude, the shit I heard coming from that office, it was not unlike Kevin Spacey in that.
Yeah, yeah. They don't just pull those stories out of their asses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, it's based on reality.
They're fucking evil, and all they do is scream.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's Hollywood.
Endeavor. It was Endeavor. Yeah. It was the name of the company.
Special Endeavor.
Which is gone now.
Special Endeavor.
Became William Morris Endeavor.
How many of those guys Rock Hudson fucked were promised careers? Like, listen, just go show up at the party. They're like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, fuck.
They go to
Rock Hudson.
They cut my seed. They cut my seed.
They go to the house today and Brian Singer answers the door.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. And same shit.
Yep. He wants to feel like an X-Man.
How that guy's still walking around is beyond me. Dude. We all know. We all fucking know. And hey, I did the X-Men. What are you going to do?
Dude, when I went and saw the Bohemian Rhapsody, I was like, that was all right. Then his name came up at the end, and I was like, oh, man, I wouldn't even have fucking gone to the theater knew he did this.
Yeah, can you believe that? And I guess it's the highest grossing rock biopic. How many there are, I don't know. But like, it's made over $500 million overseas and here. It's a guy that molests children, like, and it's a known thing.
And no one's giving a fuck.
No one seems to care about that one.
Corey Feldman's on the case. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't fucking Ronan Farrow switch to that one?
Yeah, go to that one. Maybe a little Jesus. Too much juice in the in the biz. Make a little too much money.
Yeah, no one takes Corey Feldman seriously.
Well, he's trying to stop pedophilia, but he's dressing as Michael Jackson. So
Thank you. Dude, I've said that on this show. The man has dressed like his attacker since the 80s.
That's like a pedophile. It's claimed pedophilia.
We changed the name from Stockholm Syndrome to something to do with Motown.
I know. The guy, he's showing up to talk about fucking pedophilia. He's wearing a white glove on one hand.
and doing those goofy fucking, that goofy music tour. Remember he was touring like a year ago?
Music, the dance, he toured with the Angel. Like, oh, you don't have to tell me. Jackson? I was all over.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Feldman phenomenon.
Yeah.
And he was going out when he knocked his tooth out on the microphone, when he fell off his hoverboard on stage. All that shit is classic.
Oh, I love it.
I can't get enough of Corey Feldman.
And Corey and his Angels.
Corey and the Angels was the best. Yeah.
Video from his house for my favorite song, Ascension Millennium.
Yeah. You played that for me. I had never seen it.
Please play a little of the video, Ascension Millennium, because... It's got a cameo in it from his Goonies.
Sean Astin.
Co-star Sean Astin.
Oh, fuck.
Must have gotten
regretted
a call
doing
and
that.
Been like, why the fuck did I pick up the phone?
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, Sean, I'm making a video. Oh, look, he wants to make himself like the cool
the
dude.
Player! How can he be acting since a child and be so bad at it?
Also, I'm pretty sure that one of the angels is dead.
Oh,
it's not from embarrassment, but
she's a real angel.
She did OD.
Oh, yeah. So she was
repressive. These are new. Are these Instagram filters that he uses for his effects on this video?
Corey Feldman kissing a woman doesn't seem natural either.
No, he's trying to be badass. Look, I'm in the shower.
It's like Hannah Gadsby trying to have fun.
I have to wash my hair, but I still have eyeliner on. And then I'll dress up like Michael Jackson.
I feel like his character in The Burbs was in no way a character, because he just into this.
Yeah. Now he goes, of course, there's... That
she's putting her top on,
yeah.
Banged her, guys.
She had already tucked her dick.
Yeah, can I get paid, please?
Here's the Hollywood post off.
This is so weird.
Now he goes down the stairs, and that's where Sean Astin would be, I guess. But
just checking his watch.
Yeah, look, here he goes. He doesn't like Michael Jackson.
Oh,
there
he goes. Dude.
What the fuck is he doing?
It's like if I dressed like a priest.
Wait, what?
You said that. Yeah, and he does like the same moves and everything.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Exactly. I don't get. Look at poor Sean Astin.
Oh man.
He's got the scroll from Goonies.
Oh, he's got the map. Yeah, you take this. Thanks.
Here you go.
Can I leave now?
I found One-Eyed Willie's treasure, just like you did.
Oh. I was in one of the fucking most successful trilogies ever.
Yeah.
He looks like full-blown age Charlie Sheen.
Sean Astin had a comeback and a half. And
oh my
do
god,
this.
Dude, he's set for life on probably Goonies and fucking Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah,
not Rudy.
And not Rudy.
You know he probably still makes money from.
Well, he does.
Piece of shit.
And you know he's got to be maybe getting some fucking Gremlins money.
It's he must still have
so
some
bad
friends that really pity him to just for this to even be a fucking thing.
Yeah, like the yard isn't even impressive.
I know.
Like,
and it's bought through my Neon Energy drink. They paid for the whole fucking thing.
I think I saw Brian Singer do a cannonball into the pool.
Yeah, wait a minute, Brian Singer.
Like, if I was to guess where he lived, it would be this.
Yeah,
you're like, it's a moderately impressive three bedroom.
Right, it's a modest house.
I would be thrilled with that house.
Now he does like a Michael Jackson, literally.
Get fucking over it, dude. That was 30 years ago when he fucking touched
it. He's doing Smooth Criminal in his garage.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, gee. This is so incredibly bad.
You know who this is worse for? Oh. Everyone in the video has a worse life.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I mean,
look at the guy over there looking at the choreographer for help.
Maybe the worst thing about this whole video is opening up my eyes that maybe some kids like getting fucked. Because he's clearly stuck on it.
Yeah. He can't get enough of like remembering
yeah.
the guy that fucked
the
him.
Good times, the Jesus juice.
Jesus juice, yeah.
Well, if you ever watch that show...
Enough, I think.
Did you ever watch that show...
Too much.
Corey and Corey?
That's the longest anybody's ever made it through that, by the way.
No, that's the longest anyone has watched that video.
If you looked at the YouTube demographics, it would just be one at fucking 250.
The scene on his show, the two Coreys, where he sings to his wife or fiance, and it is the most embarrassing, awkward scene of... Like of all,
well, then we need to see.
We
that.
Need to see it.
There is also one of many scenes where they are discussing their molestation at a diner, and you're just looking at fucking the other Corey, and you're like, he's gonna be dead soon.
Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. Oh Jesus.
Here we go.
Buckle in,
oh, baby.
Strap in. Oh, here it comes.
This chick flew the coop pretty fast. After
that's his fiance. Yeah.
Not
everybody
anymore, buddy.
Deserves to die.
She pulled shoot after this song.
Oh, yeah, she did. Now she's getting fucking piped by some NFLer.
So he put rose petals on. Gonna burn her. What?
Corey was in plenty of movies for shallow cunts.
She's hitting the rip card after this
one. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's just it.
That's true.
This is so good.
Oh, no.
It's just, and the idea from The Bachelor was born. Springtime flowers. So bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're right. Mystery.
Never come too soon. Oh, shit. Make it time like the night
you came to me. Oh, this is my wedding. Oh. This is my wedding song.
You probably sang it better.
Ah.
She's like, I cannot believe I am here. Fuck, I could have fucked Hugh Hefner.
The worst is this is scripted. This is so,
I'm blowing this guy tonight.
This is no.
Here we go. And she realizes he will never do her without it.
Really gets been true. Yeah. Corey Feldman form. He falls in the pool.
He really gets into it here. Just wait.
There's Tommy Lee and a child when you need it.
He's got a shit on deck.
Yeah. Nice mo bangs on there.
Yeah, she's not crying for the reason you're thinking, Corey.
Yeah. Where did my life go wrong? Oh,
yeah.
My daddy was right.
You could have been a fucking Hooters waitress, dum-dum.
I forgot about the na-na-nas.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine what she's thinking?
Look at her.
Oh, don't get closer.
Oh, dude, it's like a current.
He's singing right on her face.
It's like a current going through your body, dude. It's just like,
quick, Corey, knock the pearls off her neck.
Wow, was that painful.
Dude, if you could put that on a loop, you could kill someone on death row.
Yeah.
The chills.
That I got. I am freezing from the douche.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Channeled Cosby in that.
I
forgot about the na 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 na.
Yeah.
No.
She can now never win another argument with the person she's with now because he's just like, roll the fucking tape.
Oh yeah, exactly. He's really, like, sweetie? You fucked this.
He's like, hey, bitch, is that a bedazzled crucifix on the back of your shirt that Corey made you wear?
Oh, fuck.
Wow, that was brutal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a contribution to the cause that was.
Happy to help.
You have the one of him and Corey Haim discussing their molestation.
Oh, get that one.
That one is...
he just embarrassing.
You dive on the old Corey.
Because they pretty much say Michael Jackson, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're of course.
Why are you fucking dancing around like him, you fucking weirdo?
It's got to be a it's not Stockholm, but it's there's got to be a disorder, right? Where you
whatever
become
that is,
your
you get fucked by a kid by
Stockholm, Sweden.
Pedophile.
I bet Joe Jackson didn't beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think Joe Jackson's largely responsible for making Michael watch his brothers fuck girls, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a little.
Really?
Yeah, that was a.
That was offside.
The guy that wrote Allison. Oh.
But you know what? I could kind of see being a dad and being like, watch your brother have at her, boy.
Was that Elvis Costello?
That almost sounds cool.
I always got them confused.
It was.
Joe Jackson was Red Shoes.
Good freeze frame.
I don't know. Anyway, let's watch this fucking fun.
I can destroy you right now and you know it.
Corey, I'm sitting
and
right
here. I don't need to
go
do
ahead.
That. I don't have to do that.
Corey, I'd love to see you attempt to do something like that.
Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I'm kidding you right now?
You're an easy target, bro.
I'm right here.
That hat's filled with pills.
Let's do this. I'm right here. Hell Hit me with the hardest bolt you got.
Now, why would I want to try and hurt you?
Corey, you're opening up to the world about me having a knife in my pocket. And the reason I wear this, man, is like to cover up the scars I have, because like I used to cut into myself, because it's a way to feel, I hear. And like mentioning that, you just rip the envelope, man.
There's only one Corey God wants you one to better. Hang with.
You let me get the round in my life, man. Wait, so to speak.
Going down. Well, two and a half, Corey's and into one Corey right leave.
By the guy Corey you Highlander. So hang out with and tell me I'm 14 and a half, take responsibility. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
What'd you do, man, when you saw that going down when I was 14 to me? What'd you do? You knew about it. Besides being his best friend, what'd you do? What'd you do?
Whoa.
Tell us what you did, man.
I believe I
was... cocaine with me. God bless you.
You want to talk about the truth? Okay, well, then let's talk about the truth. I was being molested at the same time by somebody else. What'd you do? What'd you do?
Talk to you about it.
You talked to me about it?
Yeah, sure. You told me while I was sleeping, this happened. I'm like, dude, right? You weren't sleeping?
Did they have bunk beds at the time?
I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like a lot happened in that room.
I was awake, Corey. I was very aware of what's going on with me. Sorry, we might take this to go.
Okay.
I'm going to be the most smartest thing to do.
Yeah, the way that man ate my ass.
You know what?
Corey, you want to get out of here, man?
Suddenly Screech looks like he's got the best deal.
How many child stars have had this conversation in that restaurant?
Hey, you guys want to get out of here? We got Slater in 15 minutes.
Yeah, Slater and Screech are going
to... Yeah, what I get from that, though, is like he lured him to get fucked by Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen fuck him, too? That was the...
And then Charlie Sheen fucked him.
On the set of...
Lucas,
yeah.
Yeah, Lucas. And that, but you could tell, it's like, oh, really? You're friends with him? And you... I was 14. What'd you? Oh, Jesus.
Because well, that was the
rumor. At Hollywood. There it is. There's your fucking Hollywood.
Yeah, but you were a Hollywood 14.
Like, Culkin thing was he used him to lure kids to hang out with the cool kid.
Maybe that kept him from fucking you all the time. Yeah. Like, that's why. It's like, why would you bring me over there and stuff? It's like, dude, every time his dick was in you, it wasn't in me.
Yeah,
so, you know, what are you going to do?
That's it.
Better you than me, motherfucker.
I was just trying to take a snack break.
Right. I haven't been able to sit down for a month. How about you fucking pull stunt asshole for me?
Stunt asshole.
Hey, Corey, you want to ride a Ferris wheel or some teacups?
Yeah, it's great. It's got a whole amusement park there.
Yeah.
Really?
You can eat.
Take a break. The real Corey's here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Shortly after he was dead in his Hummer.
Oh, Jesus.
Or his, what was it? No, he had like a Sherman Oaks apartment.
Did he?
That he shared with his mom.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
At the end?
Yeah, Corey Haim.
I guess because, not for lack of cash, was it? Or was it like he couldn't be left alone?
He's broke. And you can tell he's a fucking idiot because he drove around in a Hummer, so I think all the money he had, he just like...
Went into that.
Idiot or awesome? You can't take it with
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a fucking Jaguar sitting at the Albertson train station right now. My God. Yeah. Bush is still being buried? Is he still being buried? What the fuck? Enough already. Donald Trump's got to be back on the news.
Bob Dole's pretty useless with a shovel.
Oh, poor Bob Dole. Did you see, like, there were a couple of those touching moments. There was Bob Dole getting stood up by one of his keepers, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he's just been wheelchair bound. I mean, that. And then he had to, like, hold his arm up so he could salute him.
It's a marionette, just like...
It was.
Like the good old days.
Hey! Hi, Linus. Salute!
Oh, man.
I felt so bad, though. He's like, you know, they were both World War II veterans.
A pen.
His arm was fucked up since 1944.
Something, yeah.
Like, yeah, because of the goddamn Japs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or was it the Hun? Maybe the Nazis. I think it was the Nazis. I think the Japs shot down George H.W.,
I mean, is it necessary?
Slam them all,
is that necessary? Just this wheel them up and let them blow a kiss.
Really bad. In 2018, they don't have some kind of a wheelchair with a forklift kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Assume, just a stand-up.
Oh, my God. It's Rock Hudson. Oh, I know. It's terrible.
It's the last scene in Philadelphia.
It's got to suck when you're that old and you see somebody die and you're like, oh, they're coming for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
That's like, you just hear, you feel like, Yeah. Oh, the Grim Reaper. Oh, that was the Grim Reaper. He just missed.
I want to fucking die first.
The sickle just fucking.
Good thing you were in the chair, Bob.
Yeah. He sat down. Fuck. I had him standing. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What sucks is if you
live to be like. Holy fuck, one of those Bush daughters looks like she can get it.
If you live to be like 105, though, like 20 years of your life is just being afraid of death.
Just being, just waiting for it.
With nobody else around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Come on in, death.
Every picture in your house is a dead person.
Yeah, fucking. Carson's dead. Letterman's gone. You got Fallon. That's it. Yeah.
Just being teased.
Yeah, you got, you just, the poor guy's whole life is. Yeah. Just sitting there in that goddamn chair.
I know.
That's a shame.
And then people talking loudly at him.
At him.
Yeah.
Not to him. No. You just talk at him. And then watching George W. Bush bust up yesterday. Get that clip. That was
when he was stood up towards the coffin. He probably didn't even know where he was at. He just probably felt like at the end of Scrooge.
The Ghost of Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Kicking him into his grave. And he's like, oh, right, this isn't for me.
Everyone loves the Bushes now. It's amazing. They were fucking despised when George H.W. was in office.
Shoes getting chucked.
They were always talking about how stupid he is, and even the father, how stupid he was, what a wimp he was, and then George W. Oh my God, I think before Trump, he was the most fucking harassed president.
Came at him.
Yeah, here he is.
So
there's
through our tears,
low energy Jeb,
poor Jebby,
of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man. Oh, the best
God, he's
father
such a bad
a
reader.
Son or daughter could have.
Oh, that's tough,
and
right?
In our grief. I just smile knowing that dad is.
And now a movie's
wrong.
Coming out where they
and
portray him like.
Bad year, man.
Fucking
bad year, dude.
The same month. Like, we haven't seen George W. Bush really in any context in a while.
Yeah.
And then this movie's coming out and he's all over the place and he's beloved now. You know, everyone feels sorry for him, and they're...
Time is a great healer, man.
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it?
And he's asking somebody to be his vice president while he's mowing down chicken wings at a picnic.
Some chicken wings. Oh, just sit here, eat some wings. Uh-huh. He was a hoot.
While a guy's like, I can control everything. And he's like, all right.
Yeah, you do that. We're going to sit here. We'll just glide right through this thing. 9/11.
Yeah.
Ah, now watch.
Yeah, you do something with that military.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Won't be fucked up.
Where are you going? Where are you? And I can't believe, what is that, Steve Carell?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Rumsfeld?
Yeah.
That is a weird casting there, but, you know.
It looked like
Christian Bale is fucking, Dick Cheney is pretty odd. You see him with the gut hanging out. I don't know if, is... He put on that much weight? That wasn't a prosthetic
gut?
It had
to be a prosthetic.
That's what I thought.
Huge.
Dude, the guy's fucking Batman.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Did you ever see The Machinist?
Yeah, that's another one.
Good.
He's a method actor, though, right?
Yeah. Completely fucking method actor.
He went from being emaciated.
Looked like Eugenia Cooney that we saw yesterday on Facebook.
But did you know who did, like, who went way down and never recovered, maybe has now, was... fucking McConaughey after Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't
get
it back.
Not. Remember Wolf of Wall Street? He still looked fucked up.
Yeah,
man. He was like all skinnied out.
Yeah, sometimes you don't come back from that.
Yeah.
I think that happened to Marlon Brando also.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Marlon Brando.
He got fat.
He got fat right after The Godfather.
Yeah, he was like,
every
you know
role,
what? This
he's
is
like,
comfy.
I'm playing a fat guy in this.
The crazy weight gain was Eric Bana in the movie Chopper. He was like super ripped.
Yeah.
And then in the other part of the movie, he got fat. Like,
oh, so here it is. Yeah,
he ate chocolate cake every day.
He's,
to get Chopper?
Yeah,
really?
To get fat, yeah.
American Psycho. Yeah. And then what's that, Batman?
Well, dude, because he went
Rain
from
of Fire up to
Rain of Fire. Yeah, he's just, and
he
then
went
he's
from
emaciated.
Being emaciated to playing Batman, and his doctors were like, "You really shouldn't do this to your body," because he went from being like that to
like,
that.
Fuck you.
Know, yeah. 6 months.
Oh, Rain of Fire was that one, right? And then
wow, that one's big.
Batman Begins.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
He should just win awards for that shit. Regardless.
Yeah, there should be an award for that.
Well, he was a crackhead in The Fighter too. Where
yeah,
he was
Fighter was so fucking good,
yeah,
man.
That was a good movie.
He was so funny in it.
That's got to be so much fucking discipline. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I just see something I just want to eat.
That's probably, probably why he snaps on lighting guys.
Yeah, man, that's probably why. Good for you.
Did you know what I put into this, you motherfucker?
Yeah.
Hold your lights.
You're waking up at 4 a.m.
God.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. He was fucking a fat lump of shit.
That was not a great movie. Man.
What, the fat lump of shit movie?
No, the one where it's guys in stupid wigs. It was overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Fuck.
Oh, God.
What a guy.
Fucking actor.
What the hell happened? Oh, a little tribute to Detroit.
Oh, good.
A woman was headed to church with her family, with a couple of other ladies, and she's forced back into her home by a bad guy.
Ah.
One of the ladies grabs a gun and kills the guy.
Nice.
So, salute. Good job. Job well done. Does this type of behavior happen in Detroit?
I've not heard of it, but I have heard parts can be violent.
Right. There's some sections that could be dangerous.
Like,
like your home.
For a lot of things.
Like going to church.
Yeah.
Is there a video with that? Ah, good.
Or a funeral with a ceiling filled with babies.
Welcome to this web edition of Fox 2.
Hillary Goldston.
And I'm Hillary Goldston. Three women in Detroit get jumped. One decided to do something about it, shooting and killing an intruder.
This all happened as she was about to leave for church. Look at the tits on that fucking woman.
Jessica Dubnack has the story.
Tits are bigger than her head. And she does not have a small head.
West Chicago to go to church early Sunday morning when a man approached them, forcing them back into the home. That's when one of the women acted quickly, reaching for a gun, then firing.
I was about to go to church when I heard the sound. NSL. I left right after that.
She got a hat that says respect.
Those shots came from the Sandra Craig's neighbor around 10:30 Sunday morning. Three women ages 75, 55, and 29.
I only watch Detroit News. It's way more entertaining.
I would only watch. Watch this.
People who come to hang out, like, they will watch the news all day. They're like, "Yeah, you get this every day.
This is a show.
Every day.
It's a show.
It's like Cops without cops.
Yeah,
Cops without law.
It's just bad boys, bad boys.
If you have bars on your door,
you might be a Detroiter.
All right.
If your 3-year-old's ever been shot with a stray bullet while brushing her teeth, you might be a Detroiter.
Look at this bar. It's like a prison.
You think you could have pulled the trigger like that woman did?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
I don't own a gun, but if I did and I caught him out, yes.
The woman who pulled the trigger won't face any charges. Detroit police say it was self-defense. Lissandra gives the woman credit for doing what she had to, but isn't surprised.
Something else to happen again. Yeah, it's pretty normal over here. Like, my house was just broken into less than a month ago.
The break-in happened in broad daylight when Lissandra and her two daughters were gone.
You know, I try to keep them away from my own home as much as possible. But that's what we have to do.
She says on this block, it's mostly elderly people and single mothers like her. She thinks it's why they're constantly a target.
On that block?
Watch your
back.
Like, I'm on a corner, so I got trees and wood. They can be waiting anywhere for you.
On Detroit's west side, Jessica Dubnack, Fox 2 News.
Well, if you pause it, like, you see people, they really do take care of their homes and try to have a nice house. And then when you look over, it's just like grass is 8 feet high and it's an abandoned home. Like, some people really do just want to live a nice
life. Right, they want to live a nice life. Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and
then
these fucking assholes come along and just destroy everything they, and try to take everything they have.
Like locust.
And it's like, where do you want them to go? Like, the suburbs where they can't afford it? So it's like, it's kind of sad.
A, what is called a conundrum.
You know she's seen some shit when she's a fucking good shot. Like, how good of a shot are you where you're not even bothered about, like...
It was like, someone's at my house. It was two shots. The second one hit him square in the chest, and he, down he went.
Oh, you want me to go back inside? Good idea, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Now, I ain't going to miss church today.
Just fucking kicks a couch like machete and a gun pops up.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, that's something that doesn't just come naturally to most people.
Yeah. It's the area, man, and I know that area, and that's not even the shitty part
some
of
some people
Detroit.
Probably couldn't even figure out how to fire the motherfucker.
Yeah,
I don't like to fucking pull back. And
she's like...
That's an action movie.
Able to get to the gun also with him in the house. Like, that's a whole thing also. Well, you got to be able to get to it.
You got guns everywhere.
10 unregisters.
Probably.
In different points in that
Right,
home.
Right. All... Yeah, this one here. You got one under here.
Every time she goes to microwave a hot pocket, something's got to come out first.
Kids screaming. She's just holding it like one day, one day.
Dude, they will fuck it. Yeah, I mean, you have to. What are you gonna do? Because chances are that guy was just gonna kill him anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It happens all the time. Yeah. You always hear about when someone doesn't have a gun, and it's tragic.
But it is funny when anybody visits, hangs out, is just like, dude, your news is fucking insane. I'm like, I know, right? It's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, 65. Like... That's cool this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, you know they found 12 dead babies in a ceiling? Yeah, they found 23 last weekend.
Yeah. That count just kept going up.
Yeah. Dude, they kept finding more and more dead kids.
More dead kids in ceilings of fucking funeral homes in Detroit.
And I wasn't surprised.
I don't know. There's another fun story. I don't know where this one was from, but a man pushes a passerby into the path of an oncoming truck. Oh, Los Angeles. L.A. So I guess this guy's sitting on a bench. A woman walks past him, and he kind of does this, like, jump thing, like he's going to push her, and then sits back in his seat and starts talking to himself because he's batshit. And then a guy is coming the other way, and he does get up and push him under a truck. Now, again, if I saw someone sitting on a bench and approach a woman and do that and then sit back down, I'm not going to trust walking past him. Mm. I constantly in New York City make sure I'm aware of fuck I'm doing. Like, you got to be.
I'm never near that fucking... the first 2 feet of the edge of the platform. I'm always got
my
back.
Mind?
I'm
my
always
back
in the middle, and I'm always looking at sketchy people.
To the wall. Yep. There's no reason to hang your dumb fuckhead over the tracks to watch to see if the train's coming. First of all, it sounds like Godzilla's coming down the tunnel. Yeah. You hear the thing before you'll ever see it.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Just stand with your back against there. There's maniacs.
Hey, you know when it pulls up because it's a fucking train.
Because it's a train. Right, right. Oh, let me look in here. Maybe they switched to real short trains and they don't poke over the platform now.
Maybe it's a quiet ghost locomotive.
Right, right. Let me see if I could feel it like a mime.
That's weird. There's a shifty guy behind me.
Although if you're a tourist, there is nothing like a New York rat sighting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, that rat's eating a sub. That one's got to watch.
Because first you want to check its collar to see who it belongs to. And you realize it's a
this one has a chip in it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no reason to fucking get near that edge of that platform. No. It's crazy. And people constantly get pushed into the fucking tracks. All right, here's this. This guy don't look shady.
You got the hood up.
So this woman, see, he kind of jumped.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
Head fake.
That's the guy. And now here's this guy walks by. Oh!
Shit.
Oh, and he just casually walks away.
He's a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
God. He can't get out of there. He's run over. It's on his chest.
Oh, that's vicious.
Holy fuck.
Oh, he's broken ribs, collapsed lung.
Thank God it's not his head.
In the hospital. He's lucky he survived that one.
This is L.A.
But, like... I would be eyeballing this guy if I was walking past. His hands are in his pocket. Oh, my God.
Dude, the second he got up.
Oh, that's vicious. Tried to kick the truck off him.
No. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, you can.
Dude.
Oh,
the guy dropped something.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. My phone, motherfucker. Ooh,
what a sack of garbage.
That is just brutal.
That's gutless.
Lucky quarter.
Like... I know damn well I'd have looked and gone like, yeah, I'm going to be on red alert walking by this guy.
Looked like that guy was going to get everybody. Up, too.
What was that?
The guy that got ran over, he looked like he was going to get up.
Oh, really?
He
Yeah, he's a fucking Superman.
My wife ran over a guy with her car.
Jesus.
He hit the back of, we're turning left, he tried to pass us, and he's on a motorcycle, and he hit the back of the SUV, and then... he just goes flying. I'm looking for this dude, right? And I see his bike in the ditch. I'm like, oh my God, someone's dead. I get on 911. I get out of the car and he's under the wheel.
Oh shit.
God. So I'm like, back it up.
Yeah.
He gets up on his own accord. Like he's like, his leg is fucked up, but he's like, don't call the cops.
Oh shit.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm on 911 right now.
Dude. Wow, if you're willing to
run,
not call the cops after you're under a car, you've done some shit.
That bike ain't insured.
Got a warrant too.
Oh, yeah. He's covered in blood and you realize it's not his own.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That reminds me, I backed over, I hit a guy. I didn't back over, I hit a guy.
Wow.
But I was high on acid. Season of Fight Stories.
Guys, amazing. Yeah.
I never hit anybody, I think. But yeah. I was hit six times.
Some guy, I was picking my,
so
I dropped the tab of acid and my buddy calls me. He's like, pick me up at the train. I'm like,
oh, Christ.
Don't be late. And he's fucking late. And then I get in, I'm in the car waiting. It's a minivan waiting for him. A guy walks in front of the windshield, and he's just fucking eyeballing me. I'm like, can you believe this guy? And then he walks down the side. Instead of crossing the street, he walks
hostility
down the...
Hostility and acid, a fine mix.
Walks down the driver's side door just eyeing me. And then I start driving away, and the fucking acid kicks in. And I'm looking at the guy in my rearview mirror, and he's like this, bring it on, bro. Aww. And my buddy goes, I bet you won't hit him. And I looked at him, and I said... Guess again.
Yeah. That's the acid
job. Oh, yeah, dude. I threw it in reverse and just started gunning at it. He started running at the fucking car like a Terminator. And
he's on acid, too.
Oh, yeah. He must have. And then last minute, he realizes,
like fucking T2.
Yeah, oh, dude.
It's a fucking T-1000 behind you with hook hands.
Fucking hook hands. That's what he sees.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He's like, holy fuck.
And then at the last minute, he realizes that he's about to lose this fatal game of chicken.
Yeah.
And doesn't try to drive left or right. He tries to jump up, but it's a minivan. So I just cut him in half, dude, and fold him over the van.
Minivan. Holy, you're not jumping shit. Over a minivan.
And fucking and squealed the brakes and flang him. And it was February in Canada, so it was a little snowy.
Yeah.
Which broke the fall. And he just rolled. Bus full of fucking people looking. If this was 5 years ago, camera phones would be out. I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
When did they find the body?
He got up. He got up. He got up and ran it off.
Holy smoke. Wow.
Yep.
My story doesn't even compare when I was on acid. I was just standing. My friends, we were all drunk, but I was tripping, and we were outside of a bar, and we were stuck in a snowbank. So they were all pushing, and I was like, I'll pull. And they were like, yeah.
Dummy.
So I got in front of the car and was pulling it as they were pushing.
Oh, yeah.
And when it came undone, it just went really fast and pinned my legs.
Yeah. That wouldn't take that much to really figure out.
Yeah, you should pull when people push an automobile.
I got kind of one story, similar to these stories. Myself and Opie, you might remember Greg Opie Hughes from the Opie and Anthony show. We used to carpool in from Long Island when we were working at WNEW. So it was a time I was riding with Opie. He had a Ford Explorer. So we were driving up 57th, and the light was red. There's the crosswalks and shit, so people are crossing. And the light turned green, and this guy's just fucking not moving in the crosswalk. So Opie beeps the horn, and the guy turns around and he goes, fuck you. And he just stands there. So Opie starts edging forward and hits the guy's leg with the bumper a little bit.
Yes.
And this guy is pretty big. So he comes over to my side, the passenger side, and just goes, bam, and punches the side mirror right off the car.
Oh, yeah.
but it's one of those mirrors that, like, you can adjust from the thing, so it's connected with wires.
So it's dangling.
But it's just hanging there.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what the fuck? And I was just sitting there like, it's okay. Drive away. Just drive now. Just drive. I was like, it's not my car. He didn't fuck up my car.
Yeah.
So for, like, I guess Opie drove around like that long enough where the mirror actually made like a perfect circle scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Worn down to metal after a while, but it was a constant reminder, like, you don't fuck with, you don't hit people in the car.
Yeah, unless you mean it.
Unless you're going to kick his ass.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, unless you want to finish him.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy totally alphaed both of us. First of all, I wasn't going to do shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, not my fucking car.
Yeah. Right.
Well, when you fuck with a real psychopath and you realize you're 2 grown men or 3 or 4 or 5 that can't take one guy, scary feeling.
It's fucking,
well, also,
you're not
like,
gonna do anything.
Here, there is always a possibility that person has a gun. You know, in Canada, you're just going.
Yeah.
Get out of the car. All right, let's do it.
Buddy of mine was.
They might have a coffee.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine was driving, and some car was stopped in front of him, wasn't moving fast enough for him or whatever, and he beeped the horn at him. The fucking door opens. A giant black dude gets out and walks over to his window. He rolls his window up really quick.
Like, that's going to save him.
Goes, and the guy goes, don't beep your horn, and fucking leaves. He goes, for the whole rest of the drive, he just kept looking over at this giant fingerprint. This big on the window where it was focused.
Yeah.
It was giant. Yeah. Just looking at like, motherfucker, that was a big deal.
When I first moved to New York, I was in Brooklyn, and some fucking UPS driver had boxed me in, and I'm blaring on the horn, and I'm so furious. He finally comes out, and he's like this fucking Lennox Lewis size motherfucker, right? And I am right up in his face going, motherfucker, move the fucking car.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking, if this guy hits me, I'm going to be so rich.
Yeah.
But totally terrified, but knowing I had him protected by that UPS uniform. You
yeah,
know?
That's what. That's why I yell at cab drivers. I was talking about that the other day. Like a cabbie, I'll fucking call them anything and just yell and fuck it. Because there are medallions out there. They got the number right on the side. What could they do?
Right.
Yeah, it's like anybody under 10 for me.
Led does the man when he's picking up his children.
Yeah. I'm the little motherfucker. Unless it's there's a few of them.
Right,
well,
yeah.
Then I run.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want some hooligans.
Yeah, young hooligans.
A gang of pickpockets.
What was it, Ronnie? I guess Ronnie Bennington once was trying to figure out how many 8-year-olds you could beat up. Like if they all attacked you at once.
Yeah.
Like how many could you take?
6 to 8.
Because you could just kick them in the face. They start crying. Not like superhuman 8-year-olds. Yeah. Just regular 8-year-old kids. You could just take them out. You punch them, fucking, they'll start crying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more than that. I think you could probably take a good dozen.
Oh.
Because what damage could they do, too? You just got to protect your balls.
What if they grab a rock?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if there's any weapons.
Are we talking about it's a
if there's weapons, give me a crowbar. I'm taking out 2 dozen.
Yeah. Until you get tired.
Yeah, yeah, until I get tired. Yeah, yeah. I had to stop because I just got tired of caving an 8-year-old skull.
I don't know.
So your hands hurt so much, you can't punch
it. I don't know how many there are in this philosophical question, but all of them. I will kill all of them.
All of them. All of them.
You hear that?
That grade skull fucking... that's still...
grade 3 class?
I mean, yeah, that's it.
So you could just... Yeah. Go like all you got to do is take your thumb on the top of their head, go right through. You just put them right down, like the Vulcan fucking pinch.
Yeah. Just making ashtrays,
making bowling balls, just
stomping a bag of chiclets,
soft spot them and toss them. Yeah. Throw them into 10 of the other ones.
Oh my god, just using them like bowling balls.
Yeah.
So yeah, we placed that.
I think if you get
you
kind of like people who can take on 2 guys, 3 guys. I don't know if you can. Like, any who's gonna stop 6 fists coming at you?
Yeah, yeah,
it's got to be difficult.
You focus on one person and try and hurt them really bad, and then
you're still talking 8-year-olds, right?
Yeah. Like it happens. Like, Worldstar video where a little dude takes on a Mexican gang that like Rogan showed us.
Right? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like that's the rare fighter.
Yeah, well, there's a guy we just talked to on Fight Stories, Pierre. He's like one of those guys that could take 3 down. If it's something you do all day, every day.
Pierre sounds like that kind of guy.
Yeah. It's so funny because Pierres in America are like going to be the biggest Nancy fairies around, but a Pierre in Canada is just somebody you don't want to fuck with.
Really? Okay. Pierre. He'll be watching too.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear the name Pierre, you just picture a guy on a bike with a fucking bread in a basket.
That's why he got so tough.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's also like a, what was the other thing? Like a squirrel the size of a lion or 10 lions the size of a squirrel. Like what would you fight? I would think the squirrel, the big squirrel would probably be easier to kill. Cause they're not as aggressive as lions.
Yeah, but
you could just smash the fucking lion.
I don't know, but I'm kind of afraid of just squirrels.
How many?
You know,
just regular size squirrel.
A regular squirrel starts coming at you, you get a little freaked out, right? Yeah.
How many squirrel-sized lions?
I think it's like you get like 10.
It's like playing whack-a-mole in a cancer ward. Just
boom. I don't know. You get lions that, and they're vicious, you know. So they're coming at you, sort of like an angry cat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could be a little dangerous.
But I feel like you could tame them.
With the tiny little chair and whip?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a pack of just friendly little lions?
Just like tiny little faggot Siegfried and Roy.
Can you imagine how adorable they would be?
They would be adorable.
Going for the throat.
But a giant squirrel is not adorable.
Oh, that would be frightening.
And those big-ass teeth?
Yeah.
One bite, you're done.
You bring some new chick over to the house, want to show you something. Little lions are crawling all over you.
They would love you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Adorable. It would be a YouTube sensation.
Or you just make yourself a nice lion jacket if you win the fight.
That's true.
Google always, play glam rock.
I talk about it. Like making an entire coat, big coat, just out of the soft, velvety part of a cat's nose. just how many of them it would take, but how awesome it would be.
Yeah. It would
I don't
be.
Feel this. It's fucking, it's just made out of cat noses.
Yeah. Fucking little... China, $80.
yeah. Like, a lot of fucking cat noses.
Like, I love pandas, but I would wear a panda jacket if it was given to me.
The only reason we like these animals is because they look awesome. They're like tiger stripes. Yeah, you'd wear a tiger stripe coat. It looks awesome. That's why we like tigers.
You can't hit a bitch without a tiger stripe jacket on.
Yeah. Everything we wear that's leather, they scrape the fur off. It's just boring. No one wants fur on it.
No.
You want to look like a cow?
That's why you want a nice baby seal jacket. It's why there's some hardworking men in Alaska right now.
Caving in the skull. Soft skulls of eight-year-olds. Of little...
What would you, what's a cuter animal? Like, would you rather, like, cave in the skull of a friendly cat or a baby seal? But they both look at you with dough.
Oh, that's
Can I pick
possible.
Both?
Oh, I could never.
I couldn't do it.
I just can't. I'll kill a person at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
But animals, I just can't.
People are garbage.
Yeah, people are fucking garbage. Just like what we were talking about earlier, the movies, you know? The animal gets it. Everyone loses their mind. Like, I can't be mean to a fucking animal. I just can't.
It's how I am with kids. Like animals, cats, dogs, and children, I think is just like, it's off the table.
Yeah.
But I can watch a grown man.
You don't like cats?
Yeah. But I don't think I could
hurt.
Well, I mean, is it stray?
Right. Is it feral?
Stray? How hard is my erection?
No, like
cats
are cool in their own little dumb fucking cat way.
Yeah, like in a
their
microwave.
Their brains are literally like you want take a cashew and look at it. That's a cat's brain.
Yeah.
They have little cashew brains, and so you know it's all instinct. It's all, so if they take swats at you or they're not that fucking nice like a big dumb dog. That's what they are. They're cats.
Yeah, yeah.
They show that they're fucking.
Yeah.
They appreciate that I fuck it. You know, when you take that cat food and you go tick, 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 on the top of the can and they come running, they appreciate that you're putting that out there.
Yeah, there's a little love there. There's a little.
A little bit. But not like a dopey dog. They're just fucking, you know, I love you unconditionally.
Yeah.
If you weren't here, I would be dead. And they know it. You know, they appreciate you being there.
I like dogs. You open up.
Dogs are great. Dogs.
You open up any food. My dog comes running, both of them, and just stare at me like they're fucking orphans.
Dogs are fucking annoying. And I can't stand when people don't discipline the dog enough where if you're having dinner at their house,
its
head goes.
Oh, you got it.
Your leg, and it's trying to get food. And they're like, oh, she does that all the time. I do this all the time. There you go. Now it doesn't do it all the time.
At cemetery.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Gonna make shoes out of that leather on its nose.
Why wouldn't you put it in a different room?
Yeah. Do
that's
something.
I put them in a different room usually anyway.
And do that to my baby.
He's
my
one
baby.
Yeah.
He's one.
Yeah.
Of
let's
us.
Blow pot smoke at your dog and then a baby and see the difference in repercussions.
My baby. It's not your fucking baby.
You
barren wombed fucking. Oh.
I was just gonna say.
A little too far there.
Yeah, this
a little too far
for all the women that have been Hannah Gatsby'd by a gang have to have puppy
Hannah
babies.
It's a verb now. I didn't know that.
You mean Harry Carey?
Discussed
earlier.
Yeah, Harry Carey.
Is your dick made of cheese?
Hi. And everyone just does the fucking impression, so it's no one even really knows what Harry Carey sounded like, unless you lived in Chicago with some of that there pizza pie. They have the greatest deep dish pizza. Pizza.
We have guests from Chicago in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. How you doing there? Hey, Chicago. How you doing? I like Chicago. Not in the winter. It's brutal.
Or the south side.
The south side. The baddest part of town. Or the summer. Yeah. Or Chicago.
The Bears.
All right. I hate
Forget
Chicago.
The Bears.
No, I've had some great times in Chicago. Yeah, it's. I'll say it's better than Boston, and I have a lot of Boston fans. They're probably getting mad, but no, they probably know. They
Boston
probably go, yeah, Boston
sucks.
I like Boston.
Boston's just
fucking everything shuts down so early.
That's the problem.
You know?
It shuts down early. It's a pain in the fuck to drive in. You think New York's bad? Look, New York, we got traffic, cabs. It sucks. But at least if you're on fucking 1st and 5th. And you got to get to 32nd and 8th.
You
know where to go.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. They paved every cow path in Boston and just left it like it was 1750 but paved. Yeah. So it's all these shitty roads that all of a sudden turn south. Yeah. You never know where you're going. My navigation just goes, I give up. Yeah. It just stops. It doesn't know. And I'm constantly fucking trying to find out where I am. It's freezing cold in the winter, like Chicago, but it's more spread out. I'd rather be in one place where I know I could get to a few bars without having to walk too far. Let's go to Faneuil Hall. Oh, good. Let's walk through frigid wind tunnels on the water. Well, you're on the water, too. That lake gets fucking cold, man.
Lake effect is some shit.
Oh. Yeah, Chicago's brutal as far as winters go. Even New York isn't as bad, and I fucking hate this. I don't know what it is about Jamaica train station. I have to switch to Jamaica. Yeah, I'm bragging. And it's
somehow
20 degrees.
Like karma.
Yeah, yeah. It's 20 degrees colder at that train station than anywhere outside. You go in because now you got to wait.
Yeah.
And the wind's howling through, and it's fucking cold, and people are assholes. I don't want to talk to you.
I like how the bums use the trains as their own personal bedroom and take up six seats at a time.
Isn't That's that good down the subway? Yeah. You walk in. I get fooled every time. There's a crowded platform. You see the train pull up. You're like, fuck, there's no room. I'm going to take my backpack off because I'm not going to be the asshole turning around hitting people with my backpack. Yeah. I hold it like that. And then I see one car go by, and I'm like, huh. It's fucking half empty.
Yeah.
And I walk in. You walk in and go, oh, fuck. And realize now you know why no one was in half the train.
So,
everyone's cowering on the other half of the train. There is sleeping death. Just the stink coming off of this motherfucker.
Yep. In Toronto.
And you can fuck them.
Nice.
In Toronto.
Nice.
In Toronto, there's no, it's not, they don't have separate cars. It's one long
one
fucking train.
How do they figure
so you
that
can
out?
You can never escape the bum smell or the piss.
What is it, like an accordion?
Moaning.
Like cars?
Yeah, it's like elbows.
You're like trying to figure out the logistics of one long train.
Yeah. No, it is. And so you can, like, nobody ever thought of that. Nobody ever thought, like, fucking, what about the crazy fucking bums at
2
in the morning, you know?
How about a gun-wielding maniac?
Yeah.
You could just waltz right through all the cars without having to open a door? What am I pantomiming everything here today? And then he drinks coffee, and
he wears a hat, and sometimes he drives.
Fucking mental patient.
I fucking like, but why
Listen,
can't
I just
you
want to
sleep?
Say you guys have really found your rhythm together.
Some portions of this program are solely for me and Dan. I want you to understand that. Just for us.
We apologize
for our pantomime segment.
But, like, why can't the bum sleep, the homeless person, sorry, why can't the person, he's not a person, why can't this human being just sleep on the ramp?
Yeah.
Like, why do you got to sleep on the train? It's warm.
Yeah, it's the
same.
Not
in New York City.
It's fairly warm on the ramp.
Oh, the platform? Yeah, the platform. Out on the, I thought you meant in the train, like on the
freezing.
Floor.
Keep
the
seats open.
It's a little...
What, is everything going so well for him that he can't?
Well, why would you do that when you have
a couple
warm...
more degrees warm?
Yeah, well, you got a warm fucking roller home.
To really get this stench rolling.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like the cold, you don't really get a nice warm train car where you could disperse.
What would the other...
It's like a trailer.
What would I do for the... What would it do to the other people? Like you've got these fucking considerate bums?
Yeah. Considerate bums. I just saw them at the Palladium the other night. Considerate bums.
I took a picture of one person, or a bum today, sleeping on four fucking seats, and I was texting with my wife, and I was like, this is rude.
Yeah.
I wanted to sit. I'm not saying that, he can't curl up on two? Like and a what, cat,
the,
maybe a dog in a little ball?
The cops used to roust him, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Get off the train! Yeah. In 1850.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Don't you know? Hey, Flaherty, come over here.
The ones that are freaky, though, they look like they're out of a horror movie because they're on so much heroin
and
they're just like mid pose, like a human statue.
You ever see
don't
they
cover know?
Themselves up with a quilt or a blanket or something?
Yeah.
And then their legs are sticking out, and the leg that it looks like leg,
mm-hmm.
It's just crusty and
don't they know they can live at a fucking Starbucks rent free now?
Yeah. What the fuck? How do they
Wi-Fi?
Not know
they
that?
Can wash their assholes.
Perfect example.
You can see.
Fucking right here in Times Square. I was at a Starbucks. I went to the Starbucks there, like, I don't know, 2-3 months ago, and there was a fucking guy full on washing his balls in the sink in the men's room, and I was like,
that's it.
50 for this?
That's what they were going for.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was the business model right from the get go. Yeah. And then these guys washed their balls.
I swear, like a week later, they were like, hey, we're going to close a few of these. they started closing. They were just
That wasn't the best idea.
Oh, did you notice all of a sudden some of them don't have bathrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the gimmick now?
I took this photo today.
Oh, there is that the guy? There he is.
I did not take this.
I thought you did.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
No, you can't get in trouble.
I did. I wanted to see. Okay, here. There's a woman with a stroller, right? She can't sit down with her and her baby.
I like how you're. Justice warrior. Before
well,
was,
I'm
well,
just saying.
Down, but now it's
even if he's homeless, he could be a gentleman.
Yeah,
he could be a gentleman and get up for the woman and her baby.
No thanks.
But he didn't.
In the old days where it was just the homeless guy. He actually had a derby and a suit with a patch on it or something.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, ladies, why don't you take a seat right here? I'd take out a snotty rag and wipe it off for her. And,
here you are.
Ah, take a seat, young lady. What?
Now can I interest you in an elixir?
Yes, yes. How about this elixir? Good for whatever ails you.
I'll still get up for women. I still do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Talk about your cock.
Like I'll stand up in an old...
I still get up for women.
Every now and then. It may not look like I do, but I get it hard for girls.
I still get up for women.
I still get up
and
for homeless
people. And some dudes.
I mean a lot of dudes now.
Dudes, whatever.
Some women. I'll just look at a girl and be like, you want to sit down? And an old woman will be in and be like, not you.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
not you, man.
Not you.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I have to take this opportunity to allow Mr. Landau to take a piss.
Thank you.
And to tell you about BetDSI. Yes, it's December, and things are really getting interesting in the NFL. How are you doing so far this season? Winning? Are you losing big? What are you doing? How would you like to double your money guaranteed? A lot of people with weak bladders here in the studio. last weekend was a great opportunity to make some dough. Well, our good friends at BetDSI are making that possible all football season long. Because when you register with the promo code CUMIABALL, you can double your money. To help get you started with some extra bang for your buck, BetDSI is offering a double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning. You're going to get up to $2,500 free. That's doubling your money right there from the get-go when you use promo code CUMIABALL. When it comes to football, BetDSI's got the odds on everything you could ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all of the global sports, even politics, celebrities, and reality shows. If it's happening, the good folks at BetDSI are going to put a line on it. BetDSI has been online for, 20 years or so and built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface. So you can play and win anytime, get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. You know you are. Join BetDSI.com today. Use that promo code CUMIABALL. And you already won. Yay. Right there, you have double that bankroll. Promo code CUMIABALL to get in on the action and get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines like a dork this season. Be in it to win it. Enjoy the games that much more when you play at BetDSI.com. Bless you, BetDSI. Woo. Watch that flying football. Motherfucking flying football. There I am. Well, there you are. Wait a minute. It's all you guys in the studio. Oh, there you go. There you are. Hey, Garrett, you didn't download the patch for Battlefield 5?
The new patch with 40,000 updates. They've changed every gun, every game mode. They changed sounds. They changed menus.
It's a 10-gig patch.
And the game, I think, is only 40 gigs. So
yeah. A 10-gig patch. So I had to play. I had to get back on and see what the changes were. And I noticed they nerfed my rifle a little bit. They gave it a little more recoil, which is a pain in the ass because I was scoring some pretty long headshots with a machine gun. Zooming right in on him. But also they added something that you now can earn weapons. And this is kind of what we were talking about, what they were lacking. You could earn weapons based on completing some missions and whatnot. But again, it just seems like this simple linear thing. There's no real motivation to play. I was asking you about that, and you said a friend of yours said it's just It's a chore.
It's a chore.
When you boot up a game to play, you don't want it to be a chore.
No, that. But he was correct. That's what it felt like. It was like,
I don't know what to do. I want to enjoy the game.
Me too.
I want to.
I played Battlefield 1 until the day this one came out. Yeah. I loved it. Every weekend or whatever, I just
and I wanted
little.
Battlefield 1 with World War II weapons.
Yep.
That's all I wanted.
That's it.
And they overthought the whole
new
fucking
maps
thing.
And new
weapons. Maps of World War II and include things like Normandy and things we know. Half the maps are snow. I watch a lot of World War II documentaries. Not much of it in the snow. I know there was some. But for the most part, you get, you know, it snowed a little in the Battle of the Bulge. They had some snow there. But like, give me Battle of the Bulge. Give me, like, North Africa. How about some of the Japs over there? Iwo Jima. I want some Jap maps. I want Jap map. But, you know, they're giving us these obscure kind of maps of villages and towns.
Yeah, that... You don't recognize them or anything.
I want Omaha Beach. That's what I want. They did that in Battlefield 1941.
Like the first ones or
42.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, you know, the graphics obviously were archaic, but that was cool gameplay. I liked that. So I'm not giving up yet. Have you given up?
I was thinking about it.
Oh, it's a shame.
I'll try the patch out. But.
Try the patch. See, because there's, like I said, this kind of linear mission thing that might give you some, because there's no inspiration, there's no motivation to get on and play.
Yeah.
You're just gonna go, all right, what am I gonna do, increase my KD?
And they also have like those special assignments, you could pick four of them and go after.
Yeah.
But then if you finish one, you have to exit your whole game, pick a new one to go, like you can't pick new ones while you're still playing.
The patch fixed that.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was very happy about that.
Oh, thank God.
Because that was annoying the shit out of me, too. Quit. Uh-huh. Maybe you were on a good team, right?
Yep.
Now you got to quit to get a new mission. You come back, team of dorks. The team of dorks. You know what the worst dork move is on Battlefield 5 or any of the real ticket-based games? Each team start out with, let's say, 500 tickets.
Yeah.
Each ticket represents a player getting killed and respawning. So the more your team is getting killed and respawning, the more points you're losing.
Yep.
Now, also, if the other team holds a lot of the flag bases, you're also going to lose points that way. There'll be 10 tickets left and on each team. Like, it's a close game. Holy fuck. And assholes that get killed on your team log right back in and take a ticket. It's like, what are you doing? You just see 10, 9, 8, 7, yep. 6. And skulls representing those are people that are coming back because they're too greedy and selfish.
They
to realize,
to back in the
stay
game.
Out of the game, yep. Let the rest of your team complete it and win. But no, they got to be in it. I've literally seen them whittle down where the last guy must have gone in and lost the game. Like, what did you do? What the fuck did you do? They're idiots, Garrett.
A lot of idiots.
They're idiots. Our urine team is back. America's Olympic urination team.
Oh, we went
ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking losers.
We went to Starbucks. Yeah. We were waiting for a homeless guy to
old finish. Shower award winning.
What rookies?
Yeah,
you probably sit there for 4 hours and not piss, right?
The cast iron bladder, the fucking whatever it is. Jimmy would often comment on my bladder prowess on a daily basis. Jim Norton, who has the bladder of a hummingbird, very, very small bladder. And I would do a 4-hour show and just kind of sit there and not have to take a piss. I pissed before the show.
That's
going to
be
much water.
Great. So at like concerts and shit? How wonderful.
Flights. I've flown completely across the country at times without taking a piss.
I have to have an aisle seat.
You piss right in the aisle?
Yeah.
Usually. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of the routine.
That's why I'm me and you're you.
That's why you get the big boy chair.
I got to because I don't want to I don't want to lean over and ask people to get up. It feels rude.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get the aisle seat and I go and I piss a lot with a weak stream.
Right there in
hurts
the
lot.
In the little airplane bathroom.
Yeah, I don't like the airplane bathroom.
How did anybody ever fuck in those, man?
They were bigger.
The old days, they were bigger. There was a window in the old I'll date myself. The old L-1011. The old L-1011, Lockheed.
Third aircraft ever made.
I think the last one of those were made cartwheeled its way through a cornfield in Nebraska.
Damn. Damn, they don't make them like that anymore.
Fucking flames, and that did away with the old L-1011. Apparently, when that middle engine exploded, it took every hydraulic line out. They learned that the hard way.
It's good to have one middle engine.
Yeah, I think it was like Nebraska.
But if it cartwheeled, they built that fucker like a Cadillac. Usually they crumble
on
impact.
It didn't break right apart. It was fucking built like a brick shithouse.
Do you think they started telling the difference between the cigarette smoke that was already in there and the one that started coming in from the fire?
Yeah, they blew one of those turbine fans, and it came through like everything. Oh. And there were, I think, three redundant hydraulic systems, all separate, where nothing, you know, if one got damaged, they'd still have two. If the other one got, they'd still have one, all redundant. One part of all three redundancies, the lines ran together in a space this big. And that's the spot that got wiped out, took all their hydraulics. The pilot and a co-pilot, navigator, and another pilot that was actually, he did, oh, I know all these stories. They're great.
Oh, no.
He actually did a training for L-1011s. He got up front, and they had to work the throttles on the two remaining engines to turn the plane because they couldn't, nothing worked anymore. No. So they had to work the throttles to go up, down, and turn the plane.
I was thinking when you said the pilot turned to the other pilot.
That was the day the music died.
I swear I heard Alanis Morissette in my head. It's like, isn't it ironic?
The
pilot
is
what?
The pilot, yeah. Don't you think?
All these redundancies.
It was a flight trainer.
Well, Dave, in that the plane was in the air, and then it was on the ground. I guess they landed.
We can call it a gravitational land.
Yeah. Miraculously enough, the pilot did live. The pilot, the co-pilot, I think everyone in the cockpit lived. It did this unbelievable cartwheel. There's footage of it.
When they...
I believe it was in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, or Iowa. I think it was Iowa. L-1011. Iowa crash.
So did was he
How
was
many could there be?
He was able to tell the story now through a series of blinks and moans.
Yeah.
They didn't make them like that anymore, so people wouldn't live to sue. They were just let them die.
They had to fly so far with just the engines, using it to just do this and big wide turns, and then they line up with the runway and they're coming in, and at the last fucking minute. They had to come in so fast. They couldn't put the flaps down. They couldn't slow down. Oh. And at the last minute, the thing just went, the wing dipped and hit. Like they almost had it. And then.
Yeah, that did not land.
No, that wasn't quite. Did you find it?
I did, but it's like a whole 25-minute documentary.
Fast forward till you see fire. Yeah. I don't think there's any other parts that have fire in it except that part.
So do the passengers die then?
I think a lot of them died. but
drive and lived.
More of them lived than they ever would have thought. Like, when you see that crash, you're probably like, yeah, that's about it.
It's like most drunk driving accidents. Yeah. Everybody else dies except the guy.
Right. The guy driving. Yeah. Fucking guy. Oh, here.
To drink and drive another day.
Didn't feel a thing.
Yeah. Here it is. It was way back when, so, you know, they don't really have good footage of it.
Wow, I thought, the way you described it, I thought it was like the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Is this 70s?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I believe it was 70s or 80s. Was it 80s?
It's Nebraska's 9/11.
Yeah, Nebraska's 9/11.
Yeah, and much like Nebraska, not a lot of people involved.
Yeah. It says 185 people survived.
Survived.
It wiped out half of Boys Town.
But there were 10,000 people on the plane.
Yeah.
So it was tragic. Very tragic. It sounds like it was good.
It was the first and only standing room flight. I think we shouldn't try this.
10,000.
It's the only state you can crash a plane in and no one's injured.
Jeez.
It really is amazing.
Be on this point ever.
You think of that. You're flipping around.
I know. I really
am. Having been on that plane and then you watch this afterwards.
And then having to wait for your bag.
Yeah, I don't think. Carousel. Yeah, it's just flaming bag.
Yeah. So hilariously burned.
That one's mine.
The alternate ending to Field of Dreams there.
Yeah.
Later on, they're having dinner and the guy's in like half a suit.
Oh. You got to count your blessings.
That's the ball. The ballsy guy's just, where's my connecting flight? I've got a business.
Still on.
Red Cap, put out my smoldering luggage and get it to gate 3. Yeah.
And of course, then there was no care for the fucking stewardesses.
Oh, no. So
the second it started wiggling, they all broke their necks on the ceiling.
On those stupid little seats, yeah. Oh, but they looked sexy doing it back then.
Right.
Not like those butch fucking pieces of shit we got now on those planes, let me tell you. And sorry, ladies, if you're one of those butch son of a bitches.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're gross.
That's what I want. Hey, Nanette, can I have a fucking vodka? Thanks. Oh, tell me what a scumbag I am.
All right, I never raped a woman because of the line.
The line.
Because I pushed the line just enough.
Oh, was she annoying as fuck yesterday.
God, I hate her.
I apologize for that, people. We played like so much of her goddamn speech pontificating against men.
People tweeted her though saying how great that is. It's like she's saying men who don't rape women are assholes.
They're assholes too because they know that men are raping women and they're not doing anything about it.
What do you want me to do?
Moment, like that's the moment in comedy where it starts going back the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. I hope we drift back to where it was. You know, when I was at the cellar the other night.
The bleachers didn't.
Cock block. When I was at the comedy store the other night.
Cock block.
It does look like there's kind of a pushback going on with comics. Yeah. Like they're not gonna just sit there and be afraid that the audience goes, ooh.
Yeah.
They call them out on it.
Right.
Like, no, fuck you with ooh. Oh, what's the matter? Like, it's good to see comics doing that. But only big name, like Rogan was doing that and shit in front of a crowd that obviously loves Rogan. But
I know. I do that all the time in clubs that I'm never asked back to.
You got to say something.
You've seen my act. I don't give a
fuck. Like pussies the whole fucking time.
Right.
You have to say something.
There's so many young comics, though, that I see that are intimidated by the crowd giving them shit for their act. And it's like, fuck you. This is, you know, it's a comedy club. This is what we do.
But it's not being comedy, and it's just, it's applause break comedy. It's just pandering to whatever.
I am going
to
say that I watched the first 15 minutes of Nanette, and I didn't think it was that bad because I had just watched the first 15 minutes of Kamau Bells before that. And I was like, holy fuck, is this bad?
Yeah. Wow. That is bad. What a horrible half hour.
I was just like, let's do it.
There's a lot of horrific specials. Most of them have the word Netflix in the bottom right hand corner.
Yeah, there are a few diamonds in there.
There's some great ones.
Oh, God, there are a few really good, funny things going on, but so oversaturated with shit now. And believe me, they are just looking more for politically correct a dialogue than they are actually funny people.
But because there's a fucking market for it. People are like watching it and going, if you like Nanette, then you're going to love Tig.
This is so good.
Tig, you're gonna love Nanette.
Is it funny? No!
Yeah.
It's empowering! Oh, fuck you.
Right. Oh, God.
Did you see
it's comedy without a victim. Ugh.
Fuck, it was. I saw Bobby Kelly the other night. Just empowering.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such empowerment. No, you go as funny as fuck.
Yeah, go see Tony Robbins if you
want
to be.
Yeah, you want empowered?
Please.
Yeah, the second I see Bobby Kelly wearing that fucking headset. Let me tell you something, people. Dude.
But it's like, it was just so brave and courageous how she told a room full of people who are being filmed and can't say anything exactly what she wanted to say in the most safe way possible.
To a crowd that would be petrified to say anything against what she's saying.
Why is Jared from Subway scolding us?
Yeah, that's another one.
Hey, beat it, kid fucker.
Penises are bad. The whole room's like,
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Penises are bad.
Straight men push the line. The way I was pushed down by a gang of 6 men and fucked endlessly.
Yeah, and then, you know, she's going to tell us about men.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My dad used to do that with me with cigarettes. He was like, you smoke them till you like them.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. The theory behind that. Yeah. I don't know if after World War II you wanted to actually go to a veteran of the war and talk about Germany and Japan. Here's my opinion, and this is what everyone should think about Germany and Japan. It's like, you might be a little biased.
Yeah.
Watching your friend's head explode next to you. Maybe that did something. So if you're gang raped by six dudes, maybe you're not the one to really get an unbiased opinion on men.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah, just saying, Nanette.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, if I hear one more fucking comic under the age of 30 go, my grandfather was so racist.
Like, Shut
the fuck up. Your grandfather fucking fought in a war and he stayed with a woman he hated for 50 years to keep the family together. You fuck while you play video games.
And secondly, I'm your uncle.
Yeah, maybe uncle.
Right.
No, and I don't think millennials' grandfathers are old enough to have.
Right.
No, that's Nam. Like my dad was in Nam.
Yeah, yeah, maybe Nam.
They're not even, they weren't even racist, really.
No, right. They're kind of hippies. That,
I mean, they profiled a bit when they were in the bush.
Uh-huh. A little bit. It wasn't the racism you see today.
No.
Yeah.
It was, you know, cutting off ears and
yeah.
like that.
Making nice necklaces.
It was Charlie.
Keeping.
Maybe they had a problem with some guy named Charlie.
Keeping Chaz's head in a backpack.
Yeah. You mean old Charlie Victor?
Could you understand maybe why somebody would say the word Japs, though, as a 90-year-old man?
Of course.
Can you give a little fucking context,
why
you know?
Why give a fuck? That's what I don't understand. Like, why give a fuck?
Yeah.
It's not bad. What is it? I'll say Japs.
Uh-huh.
I just said it before.
How else do I say
he said, I want a Jap map on,
yeah.
on my video games? it's all European.
It was a compliment.
It is. We enjoyed taking over those islands, Iwo Jima.
Dude, they're Japanese. It's short.
Naga be building there anytime soon.
dude, it's...
I love... Hey, it's from Office Space.
But it's the word Japanese. It's short for Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you can say the first half of the N-word and sound good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nip? Like... Nip is just the first part of Nippon.
Yeah.
Which is the Japanese word for Japan.
Like, right. Oh.
Yeah.
Jap. Oh, wow.
Nippon.
One to grow on. I didn't
so they'd be like, the Nips and the Jerrys. The Jerrys. Why are they called Germans Jerrys?
It's probably G-E-R, the first part of German.
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerrys.
Not quite as bad as Nip.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on how the war ended for you, if it's racist or not. Yeah.
I mean, Japan's over it. They're celebrating fucking Christmas over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? See? Like fucking at Nakatomi Plaza. I didn't know you celebrated Christmas. Ha ha ha, Mr. McLean. you think it's a Christmas movie, Die Hard?
Yeah, yeah.
You? Christmas
100%.
Movie? 100%. Yeah, I do too. And I just saw a fucking... Oh, well, here it is. The nickname was originally created during World War I, but it did not find common use until World War II. The name Jerry was probably derived from the... introduced in 1916, British soldier, it may resemble hot chim, may have been, yeah.
It was the Seinfeld reference.
Jerry! Hello, Jerry! Okay. Yeah, I think it's a Christmas movie, too. It's an action movie, obviously, but it's every bit of it has the Christmas theme going through it. Everything. Ho, ho, ho.
Another...
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, Bruce Willis says it wasn't, and fuck Bruce Willis. He's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. What does he have to do with that fucking movie?
Yeah.
Another Christmas movie you never think of? Gremlins.
Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Gremlins is a great Christmas movie.
Absolutely, that too.
I played it to a bunch of like 5-year-olds at a Christmas party. Not a big fan of the parents were a little pissed at that
one. Are they scared of it?
A little bit, yeah.
I want to play my kid Gremlins, but she's, you know.
You know what? You forget that the Gremlins murder.
That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
First half is fine.
Comedies had a lot of death in them back in the 80s.
Oh, like, yeah.
It could be a comedy.
Yeah.
Like 48 Hours.
And naked tits.
And it could be comedy, but still, there are like horrible deaths in it.
Yeah. There's good and evil, though. There's more like constant themes of good and evil in kids' movies and stuff back then. Whereas now, no one's evil.
No one's evil. Yeah.
Now everyone acts shocked when someone acts
evil. Anybody that's
in real
evil,
life.
It's like, wait, here's their backstory, guys.
So the evil guy is usually like the prince. Now is an evil guy for not. Getting consent before kissing the Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't get consent. Right. There was some kind of a 3-panel comic with the prince going like, here's the princess, I'll kiss her. He goes, she didn't consent. And then the 3rd panel is just her as a skeleton, like, laying there. She died.
Yeah.
And oh, that reminds me of George H.W. Bush. They buried him in those socks, those wacky. Remember, he wore those wacky colored socks every day. And all I could think of is, like, years and years from now, those socks with little skeleton feet in them. Just those skeleton tootsies with colorful little socks all on.
And long nails curled
over. Yeah, yeah, just long toenails. Maybe ripping through them and holding them on. And oh, morbid shit. God, today's show flew on by, didn't it, kids? John Moses, at John Moses on Twitter. ComedianJohnMoses.com, the podcast Fight Stories, and that's available, I would guess, wherever podcasts are sold.
Yeah, and let me just say real quick, we got a live one in January with former New York Ranger and Toronto Maple Leaf, Colt Knorr.
Oh, nice.
Was extremely tough guy when he was playing, and and we got a couple NHLers on this season.
Ooh, great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The album Upper Middle Trash on iTunes. And Tyler Morrison. At Tyler Morrison 1, some fucking squatting on
I'm
down at Tyler Morrison Motors. Oh, that fuck had to get it. TylerMorrison.ca, where's that?
Tyler Morrison.
Not a dot com.
Tyler Morrison has it.
Yeah, TylerMorrison.ca. The podcast, of course, Fight Stories.
That's it.
And the album Savage, available on iTunes. Thank you, both of you.
Oh, yeah.
For popping in today. A lot of fun. Goddamn. Mr. Landau, are you prepared?
I'm ready.
For this pop quiz?
Tonight, if you're in New York, you can stop by Gotham Comedy Club. I'll be on at 7:55 trying some new material. Is that a lie? Yes, but I will be doing material.
7:55, you don't even let them know when the rest of the show is. Yeah. You're just like, this is my portion.
BC Lando.
Then fucking leave.
Anytime I do a show in the city, it's just, what time do you go on? So it's like fucking 7:55.
Nice.
Tomorrow, I will be at the Comedy Shop at the Courtyard Marriott in... Fuck my face, I didn't add. Mount Arlington, New Jersey. Come out to that, 8 o'clock. Now, Saturday, we really want to get some people at Comedy Shop at the White Wolf in Nopanoke, New York. That's probably mispronounced. But you can get all the tickets at jjcomedy.com. That's JJ as in Jerry.
JJ.
JJ.
James.
DynamiteComedy.com. JJcomedy.com.
Awesome. And tomorrow, if you're lucky enough to have tickets, I will be at the Fillmore in Philadelphia with the great James Norton to do the Chip Chipperson show live at 8 p.m. over there. So that's that ought to be a pisser for the weekend.
Nice.
Good time. And my book is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and right here on CompoundMedia.com, Permanently Suspended. So buy that. All right. Tonight... At 8 p.m., Trump, where's Pat Dixon and company?
Kevin Downey,
yeah. Do you know Kevin Downey was married to that girl that was on The Sopranos for like a split second?
Meadow?
Meadow? Remember that woman that they thought was Leotardo's Guma when they shot that guy with the gray hair? And she's going, daddy. That's her. He was married to her at one point.
For a second, though?
For a second.
All
and she
right,
was in The
counts.
Sopranos for a second. Yeah. So, awesome. Nice connection, though.
Yeah.
Meadow gave Turtle a hand job on the plane.
Wow.
Remember that?
Awesome.
It was a good... It was Entourage. They had to combine the series.
Yeah.
And then she jerked him off on a plane. Turtle.
That is awesome. And Michael Malice Nightshade at 11 p.m. right here. We will see you back here on Monday and tell you about our fun adventures for the weekend that we had on the weekend. You have fun. We will see you back here. Until then, Arvider Zane.